Buildings by Design brings you the Preps Football Game of the Week on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Here's Clark Johnson.
District 6 Stadium in beautiful Greeley, Colorado. It is the Friday night Buildings by Design Game of the Week here on Preps Radio. I'm Clark Johnson. Daniel Alamon, the coach, sitting next to me tonight, man. Dan, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing really good. It's a beautiful night for football. Thanks for having me.
Sure is. Absolutely going to be a good one tonight. Final game of the regular season. This is an oddball. It's the only conference, the only division, the only class that plays that extra week, kind of. And
right.
So it throws – everybody plays championships right. on the 26th of November, but – these guys are going to have to wait until the 3rd of December to play there.
They got
to
wait. And we're already looking for our first playoff game.
We are. We are. Tomorrow, your Eaton Reds will open up. Daniel, if you don't know it, assistant coach with Eaton Reds, those guys will open up against Bennett tomorrow. And I'll ask you right off the bat, it's a Bennett team that's thrown up a bunch of points this year.
They are.
That very interesting offense. I call it 11 men in a phone booth. They're going to go double tight, double wing.
Double tight, double wing. That's what they do. They do very well, too. I mean, the quarterback's really good with the play option and the smoke and mirrors back there. They're really good at it, and so we really worked on it this week in practice, and so the guys are ready. We love the challenge because this is not an offense we see on an everyday basis.
Yeah.
So we're excited about the challenge
tonight in front of us. We're going to get the last of the 3A games, as we said, Severance and Northridge tonight, and it's a big game for both teams, Dan. Severance comes in tonight. They are the 21 in the consensus RPI, so they've got to leapfrog five teams to make the playoffs. Will a win do it? No, not by itself, probably. They need win, and they need a little bit of help tonight. But for a team that is without a lot of key players earlier this season, one of the best defensive players they have, a running back, Colby Runner, opted to be a wrestler all year round. Then we've got Gage Bachman, who went out. He had a detached tendon against Rez Christian.
The game we called.
You bet. Yep. And that we saw what a monster Gage Bachman was, both sides of the football, too. That's their best football player, and he's out tonight. So it's stacked against Jeff Van Winkle's team, but you know what you're going to get from Coach Van Winkle is a great effort from every one of those players on the Severance side tonight.
And that's what I love about Coach Van Winkle. And I heard him on your interview, and I was just talking about this, his attitude. And he's got a lot of young players that have to step up and take that role that seniors and juniors should take, right? But he's developing those young cats, and they're really ready to step up. And so he's excited about the challenge he has in front
of him.
Let's see what we can do with this young team.
No doubt about it. And for Northridge, we gotta listen, because we're gonna get the anthem at some point here, but they're being announced onto the field right now. For Northridge, a big game in a bunch of factors. They're number 4 right now in that consensus RPI. With a win tonight, I don't think they can go backwards. I think they're going to jump forwards, probably stay the same. But for Northridge, that means they'll host their first home playoff game. If they stay in the top 8, they'll host their first home playoff game next weekend. If they stay in the top 4, they're going to get back-to-back home playoff games.
That's huge. That's what you want. That's really huge, to get back-to-back playoff home playoff games. And I'm excited for these guys.
Yep.
I mean, to watch Jeff, watch Coach Hayden come in, 3 years ago and what he had, and then what he's built to this day. I mean, they went deep last year, and let's see how far they go this year. I'm excited to see what they can do.
All right, players to watch tonight is presented by SOAR, stands for Scientifically Oriented Athletic Regimen, training program focused on helping athletes reach new levels of performance, rise above the competition, improve in speed, agility, strength, power, and reaction. Simply look up SOAR on Facebook. Players to watch for the Severance Silver Knights. I'm going to go to Parker Gazdick, a senior who's going to do most of the running with the football tonight. Sophomore Ian Pennick will get it a little bit, but Parker's the guy. 23 carries, 131, and this is without Gage Bachman in there. You've got to find somebody to take over. Parker's probably the guy. He'll be important on defense for the Silver Knights as well. Jaden Hoffman, 7 touchdowns, 12 interceptions. Can he flip that script tonight? Can he do something with more TDs and less interceptions? And we'll see. 90 yards a game he's throwing for, and he can also score on the ground, 3 touchdowns. I'm also going to look at his brother, sophomore, the younger brother, Maya Hoffman.
Jeremiah is
his name. Leading receiver, 29 catches, 433 yards, and 3 touchdowns.
And
we're going to break away right now. Come back. Here's the anthem on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back out to District 6 Stadium, the Friday night game of the week. brought to you by Buildings by Design. It's Northridge and Severance here at D6. Northridge will kick it off, and they go onside from the get-go. They're on the ground, and I think the Grizz have it. What a start. How about ringing up Sean Payton on this one? They go with the onside kick to start it off. Dylan Phipps, the sophomore, beautiful kick, and the Northridge Grizzlies have the football in at the 46-yard line here of Severance. What a start, Daniel.
No, it looks like Severance did recover that.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, they did.
I thought they were pointing
Northridge
way, I thought.
I'll tell you what, man, it was a surprise. That's what it was, a surprise kickoff.
Really? Yep.
Onside kick, what a way to start. But they almost got it back.
All the Northridge players were pointing. They had it right off the bat, so I thought it was clear. But you're right, the white shirts of Severance will go to work, and they have good field position, their own 47-yard line. First down, Jaden Hoffman. The junior quarterback, 6'2", a buck 60 on first down. He's going to throw. Looking, swinging out, right-hand side, incomplete. Overshot his receiver. That's his younger brother, Maya Hoffman. That's Jeremiah Hoffman, the sophomore who leads the club 29 catches for 433 yards and three scores this year. It'll be second and 10 coming up here for the Silver Knights.
And we kind of keyed him off the last game we called with the Rez game. I mean, that's kind of when he started peaking, Maya Hoffman. He came out peaking that game, and it looked like they wanted to go to him first target.
Second down and 10 here for the Severance Silver Knights. Jeff Van Winkle, the head coach here. And on second down, where do they go? They go to Gazdick up. No, I take it back. On the carry here, let's get a number on
26.
It. 26.
It's Ortega.
That's Braden Ortega, yeah. Ortega, 11 carries, 18 yards coming in for the junior. Remember, they're doing this without Gage Bachman tonight, guy who's been so instrumental both sides of the football. Gain on the play to the 48-yard line, so they give him one. It's third and 9 now for the Severance Silver Knights. Severance needs to win tonight and then pray because they need a lot of help. They're sitting 21 in the consensus RPI. They need to get to 16 to get there. Back to throw again. Hopping left-hand side. There it is. First pick. I asked you, would there be a pick in the first quarter?
Number two.
The 23rd. That's Brendan Peterson.
Peterson.
The number 23 interception on the year for this Northridge secondary. Wow.
Wow. Brendan Peterson, that's his fourth pick of the season. I'm looking at these stats right here. I mean, they have two picks, eight picks, one pick, and then they got another one.
Check out the turnover ratio. 35 takeaways for the Grizzlies, just 13 turnovers. That's plus 22. Now they're plus 23 with their 36th takeaway of the year. Unbelievable defensive effort, and you've got to give credit to the guys up front with that. Here on first down, flags before Cooper Rose can get his hands on the football, and the Grizzlies with a false start here. So offensively, after getting the pick, they stumble a little bit. They'll have first and 15 coming up. Told you about the takeaways. Plus 22 turnover ratio for the Grizzlies, just the opposite for the Silver Knights, minus 7. 29 turnovers,
wow.
22 takeaways. So much of a record at the end of a year goes into how many times could you force the ball away from your opponent. Northridge does it really well. On the outside, give the ball to Damon West here, out over the 45, West to the 47. Gets about 3 yards back, maybe four. Give him four there of the five they lost on the penalty. It'll be second and 11 coming up here for Jeremy Hayden's squad. A lot of guys to throw to for Cooper Rose. Look at the outsides here. Brendan Peterson, Braden Asmus, Jaden Marquez, Reese Pratts, Jace Reed, Jackson Jenkins. They can all catch balls outside.
Pick your poison. That's what I'm saying.
Second down and 12. Hand up the middle again. West inside Severance territory and down to the Silver Knights 45-yard line. So a carry worth about six there. It's going to be third and about three or four coming up here for Northridge.
Man, what a great run right there. He just kind of delay handoff right there. He just let the play develop in front of him. He got right in between that guard and that center and was able to get 4 yards or 6 yards on that play.
Third down coming up, about four they need for a first down here. Cooper Rose out of the gun here. Where's he going to go? Give the handoff right-hand side. West again. He's got more than a first down. Up the middle, Damon West busted inside the 30 and all the way down to the 26-yard line. That's about a 19-yard carry or so, something like that. That's that Fresno State math getting me down to the 26 first
down.
You're at
19 yards. You're at 19-yard carry. And they're coming up with hurry up.
Yeah, no wait here. Right to the line of scrimmage. Rose again, go West again. No Isaac Ness so far in the backfield. Damon West takes it inside the 25 to about the 23. So a gain of three. It's going to be second down and seven coming up as they come right back to the line of scrimmage. Again, give the ball left-hand side. West one more time. Down to the 20 right at the edge of the Paul Dovenbarger Shelter Insurance red zone. And it's going to bring up a third and about three here for the Grizzlies. All right, they'll bring it back out. Clark Johnson and Daniel Alleman here in the Alliance Irrigation broadcast booth. 21-yard line, we'll call it. So they need the 17. Third down and four here for Northridge. They've got Dylan Phipps, the sophomore, who's a kicker. 3 of 6 in field goals this year. His longest a 40-yarder, so they're right in that territory right now. Marquez goes in motion left to right and ends up in the slot. Give it a West again. It's been all the Damon West show here. Inside the 20, the 15. West cuts it back. He's down inside the 10-yard line to about the 9. And Damon West, the senior, with 436 yards coming in and 10 touchdowns. He loves to score down by the goal line, and that's where they are.
I love that call right there. They just called a toss play right there, and they pulled that guard, that play-side guard out with him, and he just led block. And, man, he hit that outside, and he was able to gain some great yardage right there.
I think they put Isaac Ness back in right side now, so you've got split backs. West and Ness on the sides of Cooper Rose here. First and goal from the 9. Where do they go? To Damon West again. Right-hand side inside the 5. Did they go flag on that? I didn't see it. He is close to the goal line. Out of bounds, they say, at about the 1. But we might have I
thought that far judge said a touchdown.
Oh, is that right? And I thought I saw a flag, too, so we might both be seeing things.
Nope. Yep, you got a flag.
There is the flag. So they will mark this one all the way back out to the 16-yard line. And the Grizz will have a first and goal now at the 16-yard line of Severance. They want to jump quick. They want to jump fast against Severance. Severance is a team now without much offensive power. You get them in a hole, and it's going to be tough for them to come back tonight.
They got trip set to our side right here.
Cooper Rowe's going to throw here. Back. Sets up. They come to him. He throws down the middle, in and out of the hands of Reese Pratts. Pratts is a terrific receiver. In fact, he leads the club in receptions with touchdowns, 5 on the season. He almost got number 6 right there.
A nice little route right there. He just went on a deep post route, that number 2 receiver, and he just missed him, threw it right over his head. But he was open. If that ball would have hit him at the numbers, he would have had a touchdown.
Dylan Hubbard and Isaac Ness both come out of the lineup now on second down and 10. Now Hubbard's going to come back in with the play, and Jade Marquez goes out. There's so many different offensive players who can make plays for this Northridge team. Second and goal, 16-yard line of Severance. Northridge, the number 4 team in the 3A consensus RPI. Could they get 2 home games? A win here tonight would probably ensure it. Left-hand side, it goes to West. He's down to about the 10-yard line before he's knocked down there.
And that was a direct snap. That was the Wildcats formation right there. They set up with West. Direct snap to him. Run to the right side. Just a nice outside zone play, and he was able to get some yards there. They're just inching closer and closer to that goal line. But here we are, third and goal right here.
Third down, 11 coming up here. For, so they can, third and goal.
Third and goal, yeah.
But they need 11, so this is a tough one. Third down, probably go to the air with Cooper Rose here. Let's see. Reese Pratt's to the near side here. He's got single coverage. Back to throw goes Cooper. Looks. Now he surveys the field in a little bit of trouble. He's going to get out of it here, run to the right-hand side. Now he's going to throw for the corner, and that ball is incomplete.
Man, what a victory for Severance defense right now. That is a victory right there. I did see some holding on that offensive line, though. They did get away with a hold. I think it's number 63. Did they flag him on it?
No, I don't see a flag at all.
All right, 63. It's Phil Christopher. Got to watch that hole, buddy.
Dylan Hubbard was the intended receiver there, not a guy that gets a lot of passes to him. But here's Dylan Phipps on for the extra point, field goal. Mark it at the 18. This is a 28-yarder. Snap place down. Kick is on the way, and the kick is good. Now, that was Damon West kicking. I wonder where Dylan Phipps is tonight. How about that? High school football, you never know. Never know who you're going to get. 7:22 to go, first quarter. 3-0 Grizz in front. We'll take this timeout. It's brought to you by TBK Bank, a Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Well, Welcome back out here to District 6 Stadium. Clark Johnson, Daniel Alamon in the Alliance Irrigation broadcast booth. Alliance Irrigation, that is Mario and Destiny Gomez out in beautiful Kersey, Colorado. For everything that has to do with water and irrigation, it is Alliance Irrigation. Damon West doing all the kicks tonight. So where in the world is Dylan Phipps? Here is the return. Maybe Gazdick will take it out to about the 20-yard line, and down he goes right there. So Severance down 3-0, but as you said to me, that was a good victory for the Severance defense to hold them out of the end zone.
Great victory right there. I mean, you we're thinking, oh man, they got the ball, interception, they're going to go drive down the field and score, and it looked like they were. But Severance, man, they're nasty. We saw this against Rez. So that's what I'm talking about, is what he's building there.
I also said they'd throw a pick in the first series.
You did say that. Let's see if they can not throw one this series.
21-yard line, first down here for Jaden Hoffman and company. Severance down 3-0. Send a man in motion. That's Gazdick. He'll go back the other way. They dump it out. Left-hand side pass is caught. Going to be Maya Hoffman, I think, outside the 30 to about the 33-yard line. It is Maya with the catch. That's his 30th reception, a club lead this year.
Man, he's lucky. Maya's lucky. Number 8, Braden Asmus?
Yep.
Man, he made a great tackle right there, because if he was going to squeeze away from him, man, he was going to get away for some touchdown for some green. Yeah. He saw the green there, Clark.
Maya's quick, too.
He's
got
quick,
a lot
buddy.
Of speed. 33-yard line. It's a first down here for Severance. Their first down of the ball game. Hoffman come up under center here. Send a man in motion. Now they're going to go back and give the handoff to him. That's Ian Pennock, the sophomore. Excuse me. Pennock takes it out to about the 37, 38-yard line. So without Gage Bachman in the lineup, Ian Pennock had to step up, the sophomore, last week. He's had 22 carries for 49 yards on the season so far. They'll lean on him a little bit tonight.
And that's kind of been their story all year long. They're relying a lot on those young cats coming in to play. I always refer to those young players as young cats because that's what they are. And so they're relying a lot about that. And they're building a foundation, so it's good to see.
Second down, 5 here for the Severance Silver Knights. Bobby Holt in motion. He'll stop there, and they've got a motion penalty, I think. Yeah, false start here against the Silver Knights, so mark them back 5 on a 2nd and 5. Kind of takes away what they did on first down. Thanks to my good friends, Amco of Fort Collins, Amco of Loveland. They're putting the care back into car care. Don Scott, his great staff out there, 40 years as the number one store in the region. You've got Lance Pickett running the store in Fort Collins. Dave Martin in Loveland now, that new Loveland store right across from the Sam's Club on Eisenhower. Amco of Fort Collins, Amco of Loveland, putting the care back into car care. 2nd down, 10 here for the Silver Knights. Hoffman going to go back to throw. 3 steps now in trouble. Going to try to roll out and throws it away while being sacked, and it's incomplete. Let's see if we've got the flag coming up here for intentional grounding or not.
I don't know. That was Parker Steckel on that one, man. He came in with the blitz on that. He got right in his face. He wasn't able to get that pass off, but I don't see a flag on that. But, man, Steckel played that good. We got 3rd down.
Yeah, 3rd and 10.
Third and 10. Man, those penalties just kill you, Clark.
3rd down, 10 here for the Silver Knights. Parker Steckel, of course, for the Grizz, their number one tackler on the team. He's done it all this year. 4 sacks. He's got a couple of picks. Hoffman's going to throw. Good throw. Right on the money. Ty Adam makes the catch and goes out of bounds at the 49-yard line of Northridge. That was a dart by Hoffman. And Ty Adam, a big, well, he's a basketball player at about 6'6". He is a big target for Jaden Hoffman.
What a great play right there, too. And Jace Reed made that play-saving tackle right there, that touchdown-saving tackle right there. But it was a great pass. Pitch and catch, that's what you got to do, Coach. Let's just keep driving.
48-yard line, 1st down here, Northridge side of the football field. They're down 3-0 for the Severance Silver Knights. Quick moving first quarter, 5.5 to play here. Send Bobby Holt left to right. He's going to come back, give the handoff to Pennock up the middle, and Ian's got a nice run inside to the 41-yard line of Northridge here. That's a gain of about 7 on 1st down. It'll be 2nd and 3 coming up for the Silver Knights.
Man, what a great gain right there. They needed that. 2nd and manageable. Don't get a penalty right now. Those penalties kill you. You go back 5 yards, you go back 10 yards on a hold. It kills a drive.
2nd down and 3 for the Silver Knights. 41-yard line here of the Northridge Grizzlies. Down 3-0. Hoffman will send Holt again to the left side. He's going to keep this one himself inside the 40. Tiptoes outside the numbers here and down inside the 30.
Still on his feet.
Whoa, doctor.
Still fighting. Oh, he's still on his feet.
His feet, the 10, five, the 5, and
touchdown.
He will score. Jaden Hoffman into the end zone here, as you heard Daniel say. Give you the headset, and you can call this game. Into the end zone, Hoffman that time, and it's a 6-3 lead for Severance. He just wouldn't go down that time.
He was not going to be denied. That's the fire.
Extra point coming. How about that? And I know that you're going to get Donnie Edick on the sideline telling his defense, man, you've got to hit him. They had a bunch of chances to knock him down, and they just didn't do the job that time. Extra point coming here. I don't think they're going to kick it tonight. They'll line up and go for two. Hoffman with a shovel pass. Penick is going to go to the goal line. Did he get there? No. So he has stopped short. 4:42 to play here in the first quarter, and it is a 6-3 lead for the Severance Silver Knights on the touchdown run by Jaden Hoffman. We're back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank, Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. All right, welcome back. Friday night game of the week brought to you by Buildings by Design here in a 6-3 lead. Severance in the first quarter. Here's the return. Look down the sideline. Spinning out of a tackle is Reese Pratz. He's all the way down to the 40-yard line of Severance here. That's a great return, and Pratz is a game breaker. 5 touchdown receptions this year. We've seen him for a kickoff return already this year. He can motor.
He is dangerous, definitely dangerous.
All right, so the Grizz down 6-3 will take over at the 40-yard line of Severance here.
Great field position.
Yeah, no kidding. That's twice now, once after the interception, now after the kickoff return. See what they can do. Here's the handoff, and they go to Dylan Hubbard off the left-hand side. And I take it back. That's Isaac Ness. 25 looks exactly like 26 on these jerseys, so good luck tonight differentiating those two. But again, Isaac Ness, the Loch Ness Monster 2.0, takes it to the 37 for a gain of 3. Aaron Ness, his brother, was a terrific player here as well. Give the ball left-hand side. Isaac again will take it down to the 33. Interesting the situation here for Jeremy Hubbard. It was all Damon West in the first series. Now it looks like they take West out, and here comes Isaac Ness, the other running back. Last week, 17 carries for each of them. That's great.
That is awesome. Great balance.
Got a score coming up from our Journey Homes out-of-town scoreboard. Kyle Johnson's back in the studio. Hang on 1 second. We'll get it to him. Ness again up the middle, and Ness, he takes it inside the 30 to about the 29. That'll move the sticks and give him a Northridge first down. Right now, let's get back to the studio. A Journey Homes out-of-town scoreboard update. Here's Kyle.
The old faithful connection for Fossil Ridge, Tyler Kubot to Trek Keyworth, 15 yards out. Fossil Ridge scores first against Mullen at 7-0.
Love that. Love Jeff Fulton and his Sabercats tonight. Here's Nessie again inside the 25 and down to the 23. Give him about 6 on first down. It'll be 2nd and 4 coming up.
Nice little drive right here. Coach Hayden is putting together.
2nd down, here's the give. Ness again, left-hand side. Boy, it's just been one running play after another pretty much for this team so far. They go to the 20 with Nessie here. Close to a first down, but I think they're a little bit short.
Tried to hurry up offense, come back with the same play, same side. Wasn't able to get much there, but it's 3rd and 1 right now, 3rd and manageable. I'm going to call for a run here, Clark.
I'm going to pass this.
You going to throw it?
2 down territory. Give me a pass right here. Give me Reese Pratz in the end zone right here. It is 3rd and 1. Rose up under center. Where do they go? To Damon West this time, and he's stacked up. Tries to move forward, and maybe the second effort gets it.
He's short.
Daniel seems to think he's short. I'm not going to make that call yet.
I got 4 in the box.
Just inside the 20-yard line. Boy, I think he is just a little bit, made the length of a football short here. 4th down now, and let's just put your head down and pick your running back. Or maybe it's just have Cooper Rose take care of it.
Yeah.
6'1", 185 for the senior quarterback, so he can get there. 4th and 1, Rose takes it up the middle, and I think he got enough, but boy, not much room at the end that time.
They gave him a good spot right there. He did. Yep, 1st down.
Yeah, you're right. Pretty positive spot there in at about the 18 and a half. Inside that, Paul Dovenbarger, Shelter Insurance Red Zone. Love what Paul Dovenbarger does. He does my my auto insurance and my kids as well. Paul's job to help you find the coverages that you need to protect what matters most to you, your family, your home, your vehicles. Give him a call, 970-674-8757. That's Paul Dovenbarger at Shelter Insurance. Two men go left to right here. That's Jenkins and Hubbard. Here's Cooper Rose, going to roll left after the fake handoff. Looking, going to go to the corner. All alone is Jackson Jenkins. Touchdown, Northridge. Wow, what a play. Third receiving touchdown of the year for Jenkins. It's Cooper Rose's 13th touchdown pass of the year.
Wow.
And the Grizzlies are back in front of this one now, 9-6 over Severance, with a 1:35 to play here in the first.
Great design play. They sent everybody in motion to the right side in bunch formation. He came back with the boot to the left side and just found him all alone on that edge.
He was the only one on that side of Greeley. Here's the extra point, and Damon West hit the upright, and it goes through. 1:35 to play, first quarter. It is 10-6, Northridge in front of Severance. Coming back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank, Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
For almost 50 years, Steamway Floor to Ceiling has been making your house a home in Northern Colorado. With expert designers and the industry's best products, we offer decorative solutions and finishing touches on all your remodeling or building projects. Visit our showroom today and walk through our beautiful display of flooring, window coverings, cabinetry, and lighting fixtures to fit any budget. Steamway Floor to Ceiling, 8th Avenue and 6th Street in downtown Greeley. Call 353-0133 or visit our website at steamwayftc.com.
103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Greeley.
Welcome back here, District 6 Stadium. Friday night game of the week brought to you by Buildings by Design. Clark and Dan with you, the Alliance Irrigation Broadcast Booth, and it's now a 10-6 game. Grizzlies got an opening field goal to take a 3-0 lead, then Severance on a Jaden Hoffman run. Got the lead 6-3, missed the extra point, and now here's the Grizz with a touchdown. Jackson Jenkins from 19 yards away in the pass from Cooper Rose. 10-6, Northridge in front. Here's the return. Ian Pennock is going to take this ball out to about the 25-yard line and is rocket-shipped right there. Down he goes. Right now we've got a out-of-town scoreboard update back in the studio. Brought to you by Journey Homes. Here is Kyle Johnson.
It was going to be an uphill battle for the Longmont Trojans, the number 20 seed. They down 16-0 already to Dakota Ridge.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Not the best of years for Coach Johnson and company down there. I think he's still the coach. The guy's been down there for seemingly 30 years, I think. All right, Doug Johnson we're talking about, of course. Stick it to the 25. Here we go. First down, Severance. Down 10-6 now in the ballgame. I don't think they can trade scores with him tonight. In motion, Maya Hoffman, they'll give it to him here on this jet sweep, and they're going to get nothing there. Starting to agree more and more with Mike Danson, who is an analyst on our Friday night games usually. But he hates that jet sweep. thinks it's the biggest waste of time in football. And after watching how unsuccessful it is most of the times, I tend
to
agree.
Starting to agree with him.
Second down, 10. They got nothing there. Defense just kind of laid that one out till they got him. Final 50 seconds of the first quarter. Hoffman will come out of the gun. Looks like it's Gazdick will come next to him here. They give it to Parker up the middle. Flag is down. Gazdick will go to about the 30 here. So he gets five. I didn't see anything egregious there. I don't know if the defense stepped offside or what it was, but the play did go.
Looks like he threw the flag after he went into motion, maybe a legal formation.
It is a procedure penalty for sure. So 5 yards here against Severance, 39 seconds to go in a quarter. They'll mark this one back to the 20-yard line, and it's going to be second and 15 coming up here for the Silver Knights. Need the 35-yard line. Maya Hoffman to the near side here. I think it's Ian Pennock. No, that's That's Ty Adam on the right side. Going to throw it here. He wants Hoffman, and this ball is almost intercepted. It is picked off by Damon West on a juggling play. West inside the 30 and down to the 25-yard line of Severance. They came in with 22 interceptions in 9 games. They've already got 2 here in the first quarter.
That is amazing. Wow. Damon West. I think that's his first interception this year.
Oh, let's see for Damon. Damon, it is his second pick of the season. You were off by one, my friend.
Darn it. Missed it by that much.
25-yard line. They'll go to work right here with 8 ticks left in the quarter now. 10-6 lead for Northridge, and they can add to it. In fact, they could add to it on this play. And I like that. You get a turnover, I like to strike right away if you can. Let's see if they do it. Rose up under center, 2 backs. He's going to go play action, looking to throw. Goes down the middle of the field. Pass is going to be caught. It is caught by Brendan Peterson. Breaks a tackle inside the 10, and Peterson down to the 9. First and goal, and a good throw by Cooper Rose.
Nice little route by him. Nice little slant route inside. Got it. Was able to fight off a couple tackles and get a couple extra yak on that.
All right, we'll step aside. End of one quarter. Back in a moment. It's 10-6 Northridge. They're on the move again. It is this timeout taken by TBK Bank Northern, Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK. All right, 9-yard line for the Grizz here as we open the second quarter. Buildings by Design game of the week. Buildings by Design, a full-service general contractor, construction manager. Whether your project is a small ag project or a multi-million-dollar commercial project, Buildings by Design can lead you through the process from inception to completion. More online at buildingsbydesign.com. All right, Grizz are out there. Everybody's out there. What are we in the world are we waiting for? Why did the cheerleaders just come back out onto the field? Okay, let's go.
They're doing a little kids show out there, I think.
And they're coming back onto the field again. What in the world is going on here? Are the cheerleaders just lost?
Is it senior night?
They're going back out to the middle again. Okay, both of the teams are ready to resume action. And the cheerleaders are going to come do a show for us right now. This usually is halftime activity stuff. Not quite sure what we're doing here, but... Anyways, we've got Kyle Johnson back in the studio. Maybe he comes up with a score or something here as we're sitting here looking at each other.
You're not enjoying the show? Is that?
No, not at all. This is football we're supposed to be playing. We'll take a break right now and go back to the studio. Journey Homes, out-of-town scoreboard update. Here's Kyle Johnson.
Yeah, guys, we'll catch you up on a few that I've kind of been tucking away. University and the Academy, one of the big ones, obviously because of the playoffs, but just one that we were really looking forward to tonight. That game's scoreless after the first quarter. Roosevelt doing what the Rough Riders do. They are already up above the Mountain View Mountain Lions at 14-0 in their matchup. We haven't seen a Thompson Valley Res Christian score, but we'll keep trying to get that. We talked about Dakota Ridge out to the fast start against Longmont. That's a 16-0 game. And Bear Creek strikes first at Dudley Field tonight against Windsor. That game is 7-0. And last report, Fossil Ridge still leads Mullen 7-0. That's all I got for you guys.
Kyle, you did a great job, my friend, right there, because we're still watching the cheerleaders for some unknown reason. They're putting on a halftime show in between first and second period tonight. How many games have I called? Let's see. Let's count them up. 25 games, 20 years. That's about 8 million football games, and I've never seen this before. They're still going. Maybe I'm supposed to do play-by-play on the cheerleaders. So the one on the left, waving her pom-poms around, looking like a champ. One on the right over there, she's just kind of doing a dance step. And now they're going to come off the field again, but they've pulled this before. They might run back out to midfield again. Let's see. Got to keep us guessing here. And the cheerleaders, I think, are done. 15 minutes later, we can resume football here. First down and goal, Northridge at the 9-yard line of Severance. Seen odd things in my life. That was one of them. 9-yard line, first down and goal. Snap it back to Rose. Shovel pass going nowhere on first down. Nice job defensively that time by the Severance Silver Knights.
Great tackle right there by Riley Kuntz.
Senior making a good stop on
great
the play.
Great stop right there. They came in with a shovel pass right there, and he just stayed home. That's what you want to do. You want a linebacker to stay home, just know your role, stay home, and he was able to stay home and make that tackle.
Second down, loss of one on the play, so they'll go second down and goal from the 10-yard line. Brendan Peterson on the near side here. Reese Pratts is in the slot right. Where are they going to go? Give the handoff up the middle, and they'll take the football down to about the 8-yard line here. Isaac Ness, the ball carrier that time. Talked about the ability for this team to have two backs that can run it at any time. Damon West and Isaac Ness last week, both 17 carries. Ness, he went for 100 yards and a touchdown. West had 85 yards, two scores, and he caught a touchdown pass. Third down goal, Northridge from the 8-yard line. Rowe's going to go hand off to Ness again. Boy, I thought they'd go pass with this the amount of talented receivers they've got, and Ness gets nowhere here.
Beautiful, beautiful play by Cash Anderson right there. Great play.
Bring up fourth down, and Damon West is going to come in and try to connect on a field goal here. Minute and a half in, clock running here in the second quarter. So 10:20 or so to play right now. 10-6, trying to make it a touchdown game if West can connect on his second field goal of the ball game. Left footer, no Dylan Phipps tonight, the sophomore. Extra point here is on the way, and the extra point is good. I mean, the extra point. I said that again. What's with my brain tonight? He kicks that one right through the middle. Went to the Bahamas there for a second. He kicked a field goal, Clark. 13-6, Northridge in front. We're back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank. Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1, 1310 KFKA. All right, welcome back. 10:04 to go here in the first half. 13-6, Northridge in front of Severance.
I'm going to call that a victory for Severance right there.
I'm going to call that a victory for the cheerleaders on that drive.
You think that's what took Northridge out of their own game? Their
I think so. If I'm Jeff Van Winkle, I'm saying go back on the sideline and let us finish
kind
football.
Of worked
out
to
here.
His advantage too, though. You know, I mean, they got three points
instead
of six.
That's
yeah.
true. Maybe he
so
wants
bring him back on.
Yeah, maybe he wants a full field full of cheerleaders during the game.
Right.
They can run around him like the Stanford Band. Here we go. Damon West to kick off here. Our J9 Agency's kickoff is taken here by Ian Pennock. Out past the 10, the 15. The sophomore will run it out to the 25-yard line. Pretty good return right there. And the Severance Silver Knights going to get rocking and rolling here. Right now, I think, Dan, I think you can do this. Let's try it. A CNH Solutions scoring summary. It ended in a field goal for the Northridge Grizzlies.
It did, yeah. They had a six-play drive right there. And a win, like I said, a win for the Severance Silver Knights right there. I think Northridge looked like they were going to go in there and score, but they were able to hold them six plays, settling for a field goal. And who was that kicked that field goal?
Damon West.
He's been busy. That boy has been busy all night. 25-yard field goal for him, plus three. We're at 13-6, Northridge.
All right, first down here. Gazdick's going to go take the handoff here. Parker to the 25, busts the tackle, and gets out to the 32-yard line. That's a gain of 7 on first down here for Jeff Van Winkle's club. His second down and 3 coming up as we tick down to 9:40 to play here in the first half.
And we seen that earlier with when we called Red's game. I mean, Severance just kind of sticks around.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, you keep them guys around, they're gonna play you.
Talked about that on Clark and the coach today. I said they might be outmanned, but they're going to come give you a great effort tonight. You know that. 33-yard line. We've got a score coming up on our Buildings by Design out-of-town scoreboard after this play. Back to throw. Hoffman left-hand side pass is going to be incomplete. Tried to get it to him on the sideline that time. Was that Maya on this side? No, that was Ty Adam again.
Yep, Ty Adam.
The senior goes incomplete. Right now, back to the studio, Kyle Johnson in the Journey Homes out-of-town scoreboard studio. What do you got, Kyle?
University into the end zone first. They lead the Academy 7-0 in the second quarter, rather.
Figured that was one of the more interesting games tonight. The Academy, pretty good team. Gave the Reds a little bit of a run for their money last weekend.
I was kind of expecting a lot of flags there, and it's a low-scoring game, so we might have a lot of flags at that game.
Third down 2. Here's the give right-hand side. Flag coming as Gazdick goes to about the 34, yards short of the first down. But we'll see about the flag here with 9:10 to play and a half. Folks getting hungry out there, A&W and Eaton, that's the place to go. There's no question about it. It's open at 7. They close at 9. You can also get A&W and Eaton by staying home now. Uber Eats is what you dial up. Also, you're looking for a job out there, they're hiring all kinds of positions out at the Eaton A&W. Go and talk to Shannon or Tammy out there. They'll get you all set up. It's a great staffing, great place to go work. It is A&W in Eaton.
So they threw a flag, and I think they waved the flag. So it's 4th and 2 right now, Clark.
4th down, I see one. 34-yard line, they need to get to the 35. 4th down and a yard, and what do they do here? Wow, this is a gamble. If you don't make it here, you're opening the door for the Grizz in a 13-6 game. I do not like this at all, but let's see. Maybe when you're 3-6, you feel like you don't have so much to lose. Now they go back to punt. That's a little more like it. Reese Pratts goes back and stands at about his 35-yard line. Here's the kick. Is that not Reese? Let me see if he would turn other than sitting. No, that's Jace Reed back there. And that ball on a short kick is going to go dead where at about the 42-yard line. So the Grizz will take over at their own 42, get a 30-second timeout right here. Back in a moment, it's 13-6 Northridge in front. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank, Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1, 1310 KFKA. All right, Damon West carry for 5. Give him 6 maybe, out to the 48-yard line. Need the 48 of Severance for a first down, so call it 2nd and 4. Cooper Rose, 3-step drop, pump fake. Now he's going to go left-hand side. Is he going to get hit again? Another pump fake. Runs out of trouble and gets the first down. That's a good play by Cooper Rose. It's not often you see a quarterback pump fake twice in the same play.
I thought number 70 right there was going to grab him and had him for a loss. It was Quinn Anderson that had a hand on him, but he was able to get away from him. And then he was able to break another tackle on that right side and get the first down.
47-yard line, needed 4, got 5. First down here for the Grizz, up by 7. Here's the turn and the give to Damon West again. Cuts it back inside the 45 and down to about the 42. Give him 5 on first down. And Damon West, one of the workhorses here for Northridge. Good run on first down. Grizzlies beat Res Christian 35-6 last weekend. That was one of the eye-openers of the weekend. 7-6 after the first quarter, and then they went on a 28-0 run the rest of the ball game.
That's a shock. I mean, Res is a good team.
42-yard line here, 2nd down and 5. Snap back for Rose, give it to Damon West again. Head of steam, first down inside the 35 and down to the 33-yard line. Give him 9 more. And a first down for Northridge here, trying to get up 2 scores with 6:40 to play here in the half. We might have a quick one tonight.
Yeah, it's starting to look that way. And you think that, but Severance has been able to hold them. I mean, the last couple drives they had in the red zone.
I don't mean mercy. I just mean both teams just sticking to running the football.
Gotcha.
39 minutes of football in play, and we're halfway through the second quarter already. Left-hand side handoff inside the 30 to the 29. Yeah, there's no mercy rule tonight. Not going to happen.
None. And there's my man Quinn, number 70, Quinn Anderson on the tackle right there. Man, he is a beast. I don't have a size for him, but man, he looks all of 6'3", 270 pounds.
29-yard line after the pickup of about 3. It's 2nd down 7 here for Cooper Rose and company. Back to throw goes Cooper. Going to dump it out right-hand side. Pass is going to be caught. No, incomplete. Brendan Peterson, the intended receiver there, and he takes the football and smacks himself in the helmet with it. Kind of figuring he probably should have had that one. There is a flag back on the 36-yard line. Holding against the offense here. Let's see if Severance will decline this and take a third down. No, because they're sitting on the 29-yard line. Yeah, they'll take this penalty. And it's from the spot of the foul here. That's a big one. All the way back to the 46-yard line. They need the 23 for a first down, so you're going to have 2nd and about 23 here for Northridge. 5:40 to go here in the first half. Cooper Rose out of the gun, send a man in motion. That's Reese Pratts. They'll pitch it to him here. That's a little shovel pass inside the 40. Pratts, boy, turned on the burners there and gets inside the 35 to about the 33.
Tackled by Parker Gazdick right there on that touchdown-saving tackle right there, because he was head of steam going around that corner, and Parker came in and just got that tackle.
So third and 11 here for Northridge. Two down territory, I'm sure. And a timeout on the field taken by Jeremy Hayden. And we'll get a chance to step aside. 5:09 to play here, first half. It's the Grizzlies in front, 13-6. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank, Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1, 1310 KFKA. All right, welcome back here. Third down, 11 coming up. Here comes Reese Pratts to the near side. Parker Gazdick's going to go cover him one-on-one. I think that's where they're going.
Yep, they're going twins. Looks like they got twins left with that XND near side here.
I'm not sure what that means, but Brendan Peterson's going to go try to catch it on the outside here maybe. Back to throw is Cooper Rose looking. He wants Peterson, and the throw is incomplete off his hands at the 20-yard line. So it'll bring up fourth down and 11 coming up here. Good run, good defensive pressure that time,
yes.
By Severance. Yeah.
Yeah, great defensive stop right there. It is fourth and, what are we looking at?
Fourth and 11
right now. So they're going to come out and sling it, Clark. They're going to throw. What do you think?
Well, they're in no man's land. They can't punt and they can't kick a field goal from here, so they don't have any choice. 33-yard line. So here we go again. Trips right. It's Pratts. It's Brendan Peterson. And on the inside, Jaden Marquez. Back to throw here is Cooper. It's going to go down the middle for Marquez. Can he get there? He can't. Oh, that's looking for his third touchdown catch of the year. That's the guy who also has 8 interceptions this year. Just has sticky fingers. And that one went incomplete. So on downs, the ball belongs to the Severn Silver Knights. And you've got a hand. The Severn Silver Knights and Levi Smith, their defensive coordinators, great plaudits tonight, man. That's three times in basically scoring positions for the Northridge where they have not been able to get in.
Man, and that's showing some fight right there. I absolutely love that fight. And Coach talked a little bit about that. You know, we're not about the wins and the losses right now, but about building those characters. And they got, like we said, beginning of the show, they got a lot of young men that are stepping up right now, and it's showing.
All right, 33-yard line. Severance will go back to work here. First and 10. Parker Gazda goes back and sets up behind the quarterback. They give it to Parker off the right-hand side, the 35, the 40. He's got a first down on this run out over the 45-yard line of the 46. Gain of about 13 on the play. It's a first down. And right now, a Journey Homes out-of-town scoreboard update with Kyle Johnson.
Yeah, guys, University gets stopped at the goal line on a fourth and goal. The Academy goes all the way back to the other end, scores a 20-yard touchdown. It's even 7-7.
Wow, what a flip the script. How about that? Chance to go up 2 scores, it sounds like, and the Academy comes down and goes the length of the field. It's a big ball game tonight for Casey Doss's University Bulldogs. First round of the playoffs, they get underway tonight, and had a couple games last night, of course, at the 5A range. Back to throw here. Big win by Rocky Mountain last night. Gage Brook back in the lineup for his dad, Mark Brook. Here's a throw downfield. That one is going to be incomplete. Tried to get it on the outside that time to Maya Hoffman, and the long pass goes incomplete. Good coverage. Jace Reed was there. So was Brendan Peterson.
Man, Hoffman did a great job. He came all the way to the left and then went all the way back to the right to find his receiver and actually hit him in the hands, and he dropped it. But, man, he was able to stretch that play.
Second down and 10 coming up here for the Severn Silver Knights. 13-6, Northridge in front. It's got a battle on their hands tonight. Hoffman come up under center this time. Where are they going to go? Give the handoff to Ian Pennick. Pennick is hit as he crosses the line of scrimmage to about the 46-yard line, so a gain of 1. And it's going to be third down and about 9 coming up right now. A Journey Homes out-of-town scoreboard update. Here's Kyle.
Fossil Ridge continues to roll. Tyler Kubot hits Dominic Leone this time from 74 yards away. The big play makes it 17-0.
I'm going to hear Fossil Ridge. Dominic Leone has had a terrific year. Trek Keyworth, a terrific year. They don't even have Mac Bastide. I thought Mac was back in the lineup. Maybe he is. Oh, my goodness gracious. Just they've got so many receivers out there. Mark Mosier's another one. Then they've got Olsen, the tight end, as well, and his great leg, the kicker. Just so many weapons for Fossil. Here we are, third down and 9 here for Severance. Down in the ballgame, 13-6, 3 minutes and 10 seconds to play here in the first half. Hoffman, two-step drop, throws a backwards pass, and that ball skips out of bounds. They should not call that incomplete. That should be out of bounds on the 42-yard line. Nope, they're going to call it incomplete. I'm right on the line with that, and that was a backwards pass. That was a lateral, and the referee is going to make a mistake on this. That could have cost him 4 yards. So fourth down and 9 coming up here. And they'll punt it away again. Jace Reed is going to go back this time for Northridge and stand at about his own 25-yard line.
I just don't understand. I don't know if they would have gotten enough yards on that smoke play, that last play right there. They had two receivers set on our side, and they sent the number one receiver on a 9 route when he should have been able to block on that smoke.
Short punt here is down at about the 41-yard line. Boy, that was – I was just getting ready to say, I don't know if that was blocked or if partially blocked or just a shank that time, but a very short kick. And at the 41-yard line, it'll be Northridge football here leading by 7 with 2:54 to play. Plenty of time for this offense to get in the end zone. Halftime, we'll get the Journey Homes halftime show. Kyle will have all the scores for you. Here's Damon West. Great cutback in the middle there into Severance territory. It's about a 12-yard run for Damon West, but a beautiful cutback to get the first down. Again, no huddle. Again, Damon West, right side, cuts it back again and goes to the 41-yard line. 6 more. 2 carries, 18 yards right there for Damon West.
Going right back under center. Hurry up offense.
Second down and about 4 here for the Grizz. Where do they go to West again? This time he stumbles in the backfield and is brought down at the 40, so maybe the only one that can stop him is himself right now. Gain there of a couple. Third down, right back to it. No time here, and a timeout I think they had to take. Look at that. Kind of forced Jeff Van Winkle's hand there, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
So a timeout here on the field here in the fourth quarter. 2:09 in the second quarter. God, 2:09 to play here in the quarter. We'll take a timeout. 30-second break. Back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1, 1310 KFK.
Have a comment?
I got something to say.
Text us at 888-530-0043 and leave your comment. Agree with the host?
I agree.
Let us know how you feel. Think we've got it wrong?
It's a total fabrication.
Text us at 888-530-0043 and tell us we're wrong. Just want to be argumentative?
Get off my lawn.
You know the drill. Text us at 888-530-0043 and keep listening to 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Really?
All right, third down, 40-yard line here. Two receivers to the right, two receivers to the left. Here we go for Northridge on third and 4. Going to throw it left-hand side wide open. Jaden Marquez with the grab and a first down. Well-developed play to get him by himself out there in the left flat.
I'm going
to
give Hato a hard time on that one because that's an Eaton Red play right there. That's what we call ace right 92 right there.
There you go.
Just had the one route and then he has two slant, and you had the cornerback take away on that one route, and we were able to get that outside route, get the first down, stop the clock.
First down, 32-yard line here of Severance, 2:04 to play and a half. Give the ball to Damon West. He's going to slash to the middle of the field. Now outside the number, still on his feet somehow. Squirts away, goes inside the Paul Dovenbarger Shelter Insurance red zone and all the way down to about the 18-yard line. Oh, they're coming back. I see the flag now on the far side of the field, Dan. Holding against Northridge here as they'll drive this one back again. 1:56 to go. So take away about a 14-yard run right there. Mark it all the way back out of the 38-yard line, and now you're sitting on first down and 15.
There's just drive killers right there. Dylan Soggy right there, or Sugi on the hold right there, taking back 10.
38-yard line, first down for the Grizz. Now clock running, 1:45 to go in the half. Grizzlies have two timeouts left. Here goes Cooper Rose. Now he's going to roll out to the right, flushed out of the pocket, in a little bit of trouble now. Rose trying to get away, and down he goes. Sack time, back at his back at the 48-yard line.
And guess who that was? Dom Butts. We mentioned his name when we called the res game. Excellent, excellent play right there. He had a double team on the left side. He was able to blow through that double team, stay on track, and get that quarterback for the sack. Great play.
Dom Butts, one of the best defenders, of course, on this Severance Silver Knights ball club. 47 is where they're going to mark this. They need the 23, so it's second and 24. Peterson to the far to the top, all by himself out there. Two receivers to the right-hand side. Here's the look and the give to Damon West. Outside the numbers, they'll trip him up at the 45, just a short gain of two. It's going to be third and about a country mile here right now. A Buildings by Design out-of-town scoreboard update. Here's Kyle.
Yeah, Windsor gets on the board. They pull ahead of Bear Creek 7-0. Wyatt Gustafson to Chase Thomas. Also in 3A tonight, Thompson Valley 21, Rez 0.
How about that score? Holy cow, what happened to Rez? They got run 35-6 last week, down 21-0 to Thompson Valley this week. They're searching for some answers over there in Bob Mockland right now.
Time's ticking. We've got 13 seconds, 12 seconds on the clock.
Final play. They had two timeouts. Not sure, I guess, because it's third and so long here. West is going to take it up the middle, inside the 40, inside the 35, down to the 31-yard line, and that'll do it. We've got a half a football under our belt. It's 13-6, Northridge in front of a stubborn Severance Silver Knights club. We'll come back in a moment. Kyle will have all the scores with you back in the studio here as we come to our Journey Homes halftime show. Back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is the Journey Homes Halftime Show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Back in the Allo Communications studio for our Journey Homes Halftime Show. Journey Homes is Northern Colorado's largest builder since 1995, 26 years locally owned and operated, over 10,000 homes built along the Front Range. Journey Homes, building our future together. You can visit our website at www.journeyhomes.com. There you can view floor plans, home galleries, and much, much more. So check them out, Journey Homes. Thank them for sponsoring our halftime show all year long. And we'll get right into it. Halftime here between Northridge and Severance. At the break, the Grizzlies lead the Silver Knights 13-6. Not a ton of scores across Northern Colorado tonight. A lot of Saturday playoff games. We'll get through those, all those matchups here as part of our halftime show as well. But we do have the big one as far as Northern Colorado fans are concerned in 2A tonight. That is University and the Academy. The Bulldogs just punched in another score with 53 seconds left in the first half. They now lead Academy 14-7. So the University gets a passing touchdown on a 6-yard pass, as I mentioned, with 53 ticks before the break, and they pull ahead of the Academy 14-7. Those are really the only 2A scores that we have. Everything else, for the most part, is a Saturday tilt. Moffitt County and TCA are playing right now as we speak. I did see a score for that. Let me get that found real quick. We'll get that passed along to you as well. TCA 10, Moffitt County 0 in the second quarter. The last score we were able to find in that matchup. 3A, we talked about, they're still rocking and rolling tonight. Frederick and George Washington battled last night for the League 6 title, the automatic bid into the playoffs. Both teams well inside the top 16 for a playoff spot, though, as Frederick number 10, George Washington number 12. But the Patriots outlast the Golden Eagles last night 41-36 to win that league title. They are now 9-1 on the season. Meade and Riverdale Ridge are at it tonight. I have not found a score between those two teams. 3A League 7, the the gauntlet that it is. One, two, three, four teams in the top 11. And Roosevelt doing what they do. They raced out to an early lead against Mountain View. The Riders rough riding the Mountain Lions tonight, 21-0. Thompson Valley is with that big advantage we talked about just before the break, 21-0. At home against Resurrection Christian, and our game tonight, number 4, Northridge 13, Severance 6 in their matchup. 4A playoff games that are happening tonight. Dakota Ridge all over Longmont, 30-0 was the last score we've seen between those two teams, so it looks like Loveland will face Dakota Ridge in their opening round playoff game next week. Windsor just tacked on a couple more as they have reached or pushed their lead up to 9-6 on a safety with 2:32 left in the second quarter. Thanks to Bobby Fernandez for that update. So Windsor gets a safety and a touchdown in the first half. Wyatt Gustafson to Chase Thomas with the touchdown completion. And then the safety is the difference. 5A games, two games final from last night. Rocky Mountain extends their season as they get their senior starting quarterback, Gage Brook, back from injury. And he started the game with a touchdown completion to Cole Honick. And then Cody Arnett with a couple of fourth quarter touchdown rushing touchdowns. All of that added up to a 20-13 victory for Rocky Mountain in Highlands Ranch last night against the Mountain Vista Golden Eagles. Caleb Wolf also with two INTs in the game for the Lobos. Pooter did not have as good a fate. They traveled to Echo Park last night to take on Legend, and the Titans beat the Impalas 22-15. It was a 22-0 game when Jordan Neeson scored with 10 minutes left in the contest to make it 22-7. They then got a 7-yard pass from Harms to Logan Chapman and completed the two-point conversion to make it 22-15 with 5 minutes left. So Pooter charged in that fourth quarter, but in the end, Legend held on. They win 22-15. Fossil Ridge and Mullen tonight, 24-0 the separation between those two squads. The Sabercats looking like they're moving on as they are off to a nice start. Tyler Kubot, a couple of passes, touchdown passes in the ballgame. Hit Trek Keyworth for 15 yards out. He also hit Dominique Leone from 74 yards out. Give Bryce Olson credit for a 23-yard field goal. That's all the scores that we have in all the games, but let's get you to our Saturday matchups as well in 2A football. Bertha travels to Delta. Bennett will be at Eaton tomorrow, so Coach Alemon and his Eaton Reds will do battle with the Bennett Tigers. You heard them talking a little bit about that offense that Bennett runs. We'll see how that Eaton defense adjusts to it. Tigers scoring 50 a game, but Eaton on the other side only gives up 7 a game, so we'll see strength on strength in that matchup. Should be a fun one. Rifle in Florence tomorrow, the Bears to take on the Huskies. And we talked about Montezuma, Cortez, and Elizabeth. Elizabeth jumped into that home game category after they upset the TCA Titans last week. So Elizabeth will host the Montezuma, Cortez Panthers. Also in 2A, finally, Woodland Park and Basalt. So that should be a pretty good little jaunt for the Panthers to go take on the Longhorns. And then D'Evelyn wins their league and does not get a home game. Instead, they travel across the La Vida Pass and down into the San Luis Valley to take on the Alamosa Mean Moose. That's the 9-8 matchup. Mean Moose 6-3 on the season. D'Evelyn 7-2. 3A games, we talked about all of those. No playoffs going down in that division. And plenty of other games across 4A and 5A. Our playoff games in 1A, North Fork will travel and take on Wiggins, so the Tigers get a home game. They're number 3. They have a chance to have two home games, as a matter of fact, as they are number 3 in the 1A polls. And then Dayspring Christian will be on the road tomorrow as they travel up to take on the Lions. Lions, Eagles going to have to figure out how to score some points on a defense that gives up 10 points a game, and the defense going to have to hold a Lions offense that scores 48 a game. So tough task tomorrow for Ben Fusco and the Dayspring Christian Eagles. We'll check one more time before we get you out of here, see if there were any other late scores right before the break. Nope, University and the Academy at the break right now, 14-7 in that game. Chase Thomas runs the ensuing kickback 70 yards for a touchdown after the safety for the Windsor Wizards, and they were down 6-0 in that ball game at one point. They now lead the Bears of Bear Creek 16-6 with 2:21 to go before the break. So Windsor Lions are on a nice little run here in the second quarter in their playoff matchup. That's all the scores as we have them, as well as the playoff games we'll keep an eye on tomorrow for you guys. We will send it back out to the field for the second half. Clark and Daniel will be out there ready for that. When you hear from me again, we'll get you the finals, as well as try to sneak in a couple of coaches, depending on when game other games finish up, that type of stuff. But have some guys lined up, hopefully, that we can get on in our all-female post-game show. This has been our Journey Homes halftime out-of-town scoreboard, as well as our Journey Homes halftime show. My name is Kyle Johnson. Thank you for tuning in. Back out to the field after this on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back here, District 6 Stadium. It is halftime, the elongated 3.5-hour halftime show here. It was senior night, so we've got through that. Now the band, or parts of the band, I don't know what you really call this, has come out to give us a little ensemble here. So Daniel's enjoying that, and we will see 13-6 here at halftime. Northridge in front by a 7-spot. Northridge has had chances to increase the lead in this ball game. Maybe they could be 2-3 scores ahead, but got to hand it to Levi Smith and Jeff Van Winkle. Their defense tonight has been terrific.
Man, I tell you what, their defense is definitely stepping up, and I think Coach probably gave them a challenge. You know, guys, we're probably not going to go into the playoffs, but at least let's go and build something off of this, right? Let's go out and give these guys a good run. They know Northridge is going to go into the playoffs, but, man, what they've done defensively to stop Northridge is pretty good. It's definitely something to build on.
Couple of field goals for Damon West in the ball game, and also a touchdown for the Grizz in the ball game. Who was the Grizzlies' touchdown? That was Damon West, wasn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, Westy got in. So a 13-6 lead over the Silver Knights. It was Jaden Hoffman on a run where he just wouldn't go down.
Stumbling, bumbling all the way down to the end zone. That touchdown right there was a boot pass to Jackson Jenkins.
Oh, that was Jackson Jenkins. Yeah. That's right. Yep. JJ with the touchdown for the Northridge Grizzlies. Damon West had 3 scores last week. He had 2 touchdown runs and a touchdown catch last week in the ballgame. So I gave him an extra one tonight. Didn't quite get there. But Jackson Jenkins, just another one of the tremendous seniors on this team. We talked to a lot of these players, and it's been a fun senior year for them. These are kids that have been playing together, you know, since middle school and maybe even elementary school. So for Northridge, kind of cultivating a terrific crop of seniors, and now is the time it's paying off for them. So pretty cool.
I'm telling you what, they came away with a couple picks in that half too. I mean, to add to their no-fly zone right there.
24 picks on the year now.
That's pretty amazing. And the thing you said that is really awesome is that you're right. They've been playing since middle school or since Little League.
Sure.
The freshman team that we played, we came in here and played them this year, Northridge, and that was the 8th grade championship team that we were playing last year. So they are building that crop, and that's what's good to see.
Yeah, the numbers are huge here, too. I thought when we came out into 13 days, 13 teams for Northridge, that they had said there were 80-some-odd freshmen coming. That can't be right. That can't possibly be right. But it was a ton of younger kids coming out for the program.
Yeah, there's a lot, and that's something said about the coaches that are developing, Coach Hato and what he's building here, and those young cats, they hear that and they see that and they want to be a part of it. And so that's how your program grows. I mean, we had, you know, 90 kids on our team there, and so our program's still growing as well. But it's good to see Northridge developing these young players.
Looking at, I know Kyle probably hit some of these, but games tomorrow in the, just to keep our eye on, Lions and Day Spring Christian will go tomorrow at 1 o'clock. That's at Lions High School. Also Saturday games in or concerning teams in our neck of the woods, Delta and Berthoud on the other side of the planet. How about Berthoud having to go to Steamboat Springs last weekend? They come all the way back here. Now they turn the bus around and head to Delta. So a lot of miles on that Berthoud bus. But Corey Tickner's team will go out there and try to pull an upset.
What a great opportunity.
Yeah. Got to play them, baby. University and the Academy are going tonight. We told you that. University up 7. Eaton and Bennett tomorrow, as Daniel was talking about. Number 2 Eaton, number 15 Bennett. That's the first in the in the group that Eaton's going to go win here. Basalt and Woodland Park after that, then there's no chance in God's green earth that Eaton's going to lose one of these first two games. So already, just pencil them into the Final Four, I can tell you that.
I appreciate that, but we still got to play. Still got to play, you know.
Easy. I can go beat those teams just by myself. Let's see. Who else going tomorrow? I think that's it locally. Everybody else either played last night. And last night, we can tell you, boy, two games out on the Fort Collins teams last night. Pooter gets beat, you know, by seven, but a great year for Eric Tonkin's club. And then how about Rocky Mountain beating Mountain Vista last night, 20-13? And the best news of all, Gage Brook, the lefty quarterback, missing almost the entire season with a broken foot, back in the lineup last night. And look what they did, 20-13 victory, just in the snow last night at Mountain Vista High School. So pretty cool stuff. All right, college football fans, are you a Duke fan? That's a basketball school. What in the world are they doing playing football? They're at Boston College tonight, 38-28 game there. I realize I'm going to the college football scoreboard because we have been at halftime now for 3.5 days. Oregon State and Washington are going to go a little bit later on, 8:30, so they're about 20 minutes away from hitting off on that one. And one other final from earlier today, UConn beat UMass 27-10. Those are your college football scores. Game 6 World Series tomorrow night, 6 o'clock. Zach Wheeler and who's going? Framber Valdez going for Houston. Great matchup tomorrow night for Game 6 of the World Series. All right, we'll come back in a moment. We are about 3 minutes or so away, we think, from the J9 Agency's second half kickoff. 13-6, Northridge in front at halftime over Severance. We're back in a moment, and that's it for the Journey Homes halftime show right here. Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
In 2015, Alliance Irrigation brought top-notch service to Northern Colorado. Alliance Irrigation has 4 locations in 3 states, so you can say our experience in irrigation is well-rounded, not to mention being a Rinky dealer since 1992. We pride ourselves in customer relationships. We are here to be a part of your community. Give Alliance Irrigation a call at 970-353-1621. Alliance Irrigation is rapidly growing and looking to expand our team. Come by and fill out an application at 206 Hill Street in Kersey or give Mario a call at 970-616-2451.
For better than 40 years, AAMCO of Fort Collins has been a trusted name in car repair in Northern Colorado. Now you can get that same expertise and unmatched customer service in Loveland. You can count on AAMCO of Loveland's certified techs to fix your car right the first time, every time. From transmissions to alignments or any of your total car care needs, and the best warranty in the business, contact Dave at the Loveland store today by calling 667-3006. Just across from the Sam's Club on Eisenhower, that's AAMCO of Loveland.
Hi, this is Mark Larson with State Farm Insurance. Football is here, and I couldn't be more excited. I'm a proud graduate and supporter of UNC Athletics. The games, the student athletes, the coaches, the university, all of it. But what I love most is they represent our community. My team and I with State Farm are about community. We care about this area, and we'd love to help you with your insurance needs. Auto, homeowners, renter's insurance are all lines we specialize in, and would love to learn more about you. Call us at 356-8700. Go Bears! Go Community.
Northern Colorado's largest builder since 1995. Journey Homes has built over 10,000 homes along the Front Range. Journey Homes communities provide the lifestyle you seek at the price you can afford, providing a design center to make your home just the way you like it. Journey Homes has prime locations with amenities such as trails and parks. Visit our website at journeyhomes.com to view a great selection of quality floor plans, testimonials, and home galleries. Or give us a call today at 970-539-0120.
You want a fast-paced, informative blast of a morning show? Now you have it.
Post, I can't take it back. The internet's forever.
There you go.
All right, I just put it out.
You're in trouble now.
With Good Morning NoCo, Brian Gary and Tanner Schwint will set you up every weekday with the latest in sports, news, traffic, weather, and so much more.
This just in, when you're going into a country that's invading another sovereign country, don't take drugs with you.
Good Morning NoCo with Brian Gary and Tanner Schwint, weekdays 6 to 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
You're home for UNC basketball. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All right, welcome back to District 6 Stadium, second half, Buildings by Design, Friday night game of the week here, 13-6. The Grizzlies in the second half. All right, I'm going to give you two numbers. Are you going to sleep? What are you doing?
Man, that was a long halftime. Oh, you're,
okay, all right.
Come
all
on.
Right, all right. I
Let's
get
play
the
some
joke
football.
Now. Yeah. It is, if anybody's checking too, by the way, it's still Friday. It has not turned Saturday yet, but that was a long halftime show. I said to Daniel, I think we had more minutes elapsed in the halftime than we did in the first half between these two teams. Fast-moving first half, but halftime has taken care of that. So, anyway, we will get going here as the clock. They put an extra 3 minutes on the clock. That has expired, and neither team looks like they want to take the field here. So, not quite sure what's going on in front of us, but at some point, this is where I think the referees need to come out and actually take control of the game.
Yes, I
instead
agree.
Of stand there with their hands in their pockets.
Right, don't take control of the game during the game.
No, I mean, that you but take my God, move people around and right get them to where now, they're going to yes. go. You bet. All right, that's enough of that. It's just it's timely. You want to make these things as concise as you can so everybody can get out of the cold and get home. Northridge is going to kick this weather. Well, take that back. Severance is going to kick this thing off to the Grizz here. So that means you get, I think you get Jaden Marquez back there, and I'm going to guess Reese Pratts. 11 and 17 are my guess back deep, and that's who it is. And it'll be Maya Hoffman here to kick off for Severance. Pretty good defensive first half for the Silver Knights. 13-6. He goes onside here, and they've got the football. That is correct. It is a bouncer up in the air, and the onside kick works perfectly for Jeff Van Winkle's club, and they've got the football. How about that?
Great play. It's Northridge tried it at the first kickoff. They tried the onside kick. Surprise.
Mike closer. There you go.
Sorry about that. Northridge tried that in the first half, and then here comes Severance. Second half tried the same thing. Surprise onside, and were able to recover. Now they got first and 10, ball on the Northridge 45.
Chain gang trying to figure out which way they're going to go here.
Where are we going to go? 46-yard line.
He walked the wrong direction. Maybe he should watch. All right, here we go. 46-yard line, first down, Severance. 3 seconds into the third quarter, and they've got the football on the onside kick. Down by seven. See what they do here. Jaden Hoffman going to send Gazdick in motion. They go up the middle and inside to Ian Pennick, and the sophomore takes it for a short gain, if anything. It'll be second and long coming up here for Jeff Van Winkle's club. Severn Silver Knights and the Northridge Grizzlies. First meeting between these two schools in school history. Second down and 10 here. Mark at 46-yard line. Hoffman will come up under center. Ty Adam to the near side. Looks like it's Gazdick in the slot here. Second and 10, waiting, and now the snap. Back to throw. Hoffman rolls against the grain, throws left for Ty Adam. Pass is caught, and Adam's down to the 39-yard line. Short of the first down, but it's a good gain. And it's going to bring up a third down now and about three.
Gained about 7 yards on that play. It was a great play. They sent Parker Steckel on a blitz right there, and he about got through to him, but he was able to release that ball and get a nice 7 yards on that completion.
Parker, four sacks coming in on the season, leading the club. Third down about four here, three or four. Hoffman out of the gun. Now Gazdick will join in. Give it to Parker. Right-hand side. Looks for a block and gets it. Down the middle of the field. He's going to go. Inside the 20. Inside the 10. Going to cut back at the 5. He's down to the 4-yard line. Good touchdown saving tackle. But big run for Parker Gazdick. First and goal at the 4. Severance.
Man, that was Robert Hubbard on that tackle right there. And I tell you what, he came in, was able to get that tackle on him. Got a great angle on him. But, man, he did some damage right there. Now they are knocking on the door right now, Clark.
4-yard line, first and goal for Severance. A chance to get in and tie the game, although they did not attempt to kick an extra point. In fact, I'm not sure I've seen them kick one this year. They'll go to work from the 4, first down, 13-6 Northridge in front. But that lead could be fleeting here. Where do they go? Going to give it left-hand side. Is it Gazdick on the outside? Spins out of a tackle and Parker's hit. Did not get inside the 5 that time. So he might have lost a yard. It'll be second and goal at the 5 now coming up here for Severance. Good way to start the second half here for the Severance Silver Knights, of course. Boy, if they can get in the end zone here, I was going to say and tie it up, but again, I don't think they're going to kick. If they could get a lead, start making Northridge think about things tonight. Second down and goal, 5-yard line. See if the Grizz can buck up here defensively. See if Severance can get into the end zone. Hoffman now stands up after going up under the center. Now he's ready to go again. Jaden turns, gives it to Ian Pennock, and the sophomore is hit immediately in the middle of that burgundy lineup of the Northridge defense, and Parker Steckel, the senior, was there, the leading tackler on the club, to bring him down.
Man, they're doing a great job right there, Northridge defense right there. Parker's coming up, filling that gap like he should as a middle linebacker, and definitely stuffing that run. I'm almost thinking about getting that quarterback, rolling him outside, getting some kind of boot action, pappy, some play action going.
Third down and goal here at the 4-yard line for Severance, down 13-6. Hoffman surveys the field now. The junior going to go up under center. Puts a man in motion. That's the running back, Gazdick. Hoffman's going to throw right side to the end zone, and that pass is incomplete. Falls at the feet that time. Try to get it out to, that's Shires on the outside. Trevor Shires is a senior. He just threw it at his feet that time, and Shires couldn't come up with it. So fourth down, here comes a huge play right now. How big is this for the Northridge defense,
and,
too?
And that was the right call right there. They did a boot call right there on that. They rolled him out to the right side. If he saw that receiver just a little bit early, he set his feet and got that ball off, he would have had a touchdown. He saw him a little bit late.
All right, fourth and goal, 4-yard line here for Severance. Hoffman under center.
Doing swing gate.
Now he's going to come out, going to snap it to him. He goes to the end zone, and that's a touchdown. That's a good play. In the corner of the end zone, I think it's Shires again this time. Nope, I take it back. It's Maya Hoffman who has the touchdown catch. Good little pass that time by Jaden Hoffman. Gets his 8th touchdown pass of the year.
And that was one play right there, that swinging gate right there. Platte Valley runs that really, really well. And we prepare for that when we played Severance the first year. They're doing it again, the swinging gate right here. They threw out of that. Usually they'll send everybody back into formation, just like they are right now. And then they'll run the play. But what a great little play.
They are going to kick this. Extra point coming up, and Maya Hoffman's on to kick it. Snap placed down. Do they get a tie? It's on the way, and it is good. 8:14 left to go, third quarter. Look at this. Severance 13, Northridge 13. Come back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank, Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back, District 6 Stadium, and the Severance Silver Knights have tied things up here. 13-13. Jaden Hoffman to Maya. Who got the touchdown?
Maya Hoffman.
It was Maya. Yeah,
yeah, he got the touchdown and kicked the field goal.
Brother to brother. And the extra point. Here is the pooch kick. Going to be picked up at about the 35-yard line here. And spins, breaks the tackle now at the 40. The 45 outside the numbers. Looking for another break and get to midfield. Big run that time. Yeah, Jackson Jenkins is terrific. The senior that time. He just wouldn't go down. He gets to midfield here. And here come the Grizz now, 13-13 with 8:07 to go, third quarter.
I thought Severance was going to come back with an onside. Just try one there, you know. Let's see what we got.
You can't onside every kick. Here's the give to Jaden. No, he had faked it to Marquez up the middle here, and it is a run that time by Damon West. Damon thought he was never down, and he gets up and runs again after the tackle, but they're going to bring it back to where he went down at the 42. It's a gain of 8 right now. Journey Homes out-of-town scoreboard update. Here's Kyle Johnson.
Couple quick ones, guys. Thompson Valley is pushed a little further ahead. They lead 27-0. Interesting 2A playoff scores. TCA 17, Moffitt County 14 in the 4 versus 13 matchup.
Handoff on the right-hand side for Damon West here, and he drives the ball out to the 39-yard line. How about Moffitt County and TCA?
Right.
Close tonight. You got to play. Even if I say you're going to win by 30, like the Reds will beat Bennett by tomorrow, You got to go play the game.
We got to go play, man. And that stop right there was Don Butts right there that made that tackle right there. He was going to get the first down, but Don was able to tackle him for a one-yard gain. Now it's 3rd and 1.
All right, Cooper Rose turns, play action, going to throw the football here, looking down the middle of the field, and that pass is incomplete, almost intercepted by Parker Gazdick. Good coverage that time on Brendan Peterson.
Great defensive play by Parker right there. They came with a boot pass to the left side. He went second level, which is that tight end usually in that second level, threw that ball there, and Parker was able to stand in front of that ball, almost picked it off. What a momentum, Swift.
So now a big fourth down here, 4th and 1 for Northridge. After Severance has tied the game at 13, boy, how big would it be for the Silver Knights to get a stop right here? 4th and 1 at the Silver Knights 41. Cooper Rose up under center again for the Grizz. Did they jump offside? They did, and that's Dom Butts. Where are you going? Except backwards right now, and you give them a 1st down and a 4th and 1. Oh, doctor.
He's going to want that back, too, because he was looking in the backfield. He actually saw that motion. He called it out, and then he jumped on it. So he was watching the ball the whole time and then ended up just, man, brain just feet thinking faster than his brain right there, Clark.
1st down at the 36 here for the Grizz. Whole new set of downs. Damon West left side breaks a tackle and has a big gainer here. Got about 8 or 9 yards on the left-hand side before they bring him down at the 28-yard line. So give him 8. And it'll be 2nd and 2. And right away, look how quick Northridge goes back to line up. Cooper Rose emphatically says, get your positions. Going to turn and give it to Damon West again. Left side, he's hit. Maybe he gets the first down.
Nope.
I think he's a little short. And now all kinds of extracurricular activity. Trying to see who it was. Jackson Jenkins for Northridge in the middle of it.
Dom Butts in the middle of it. And now I've seen Dom Butts going out with one of the linemen right there because they're holding on, or they're holding him a lot, and I see that, and he's getting frustrated right there. He may have cost his team 15 yards.
Just cost him a 1st down just a minute ago. 2nd down and 2 coming up here after the 8-yard pickup. There are penalty flags. I think my guess is they're against both squads. Yeah, it's Dom Butts with the personal foul here. Did they give one to Jenkins, too? Let's see. Dan and I both looking at it like we've never seen a football game before. I don't know if they called it
either.
On both.
I don't either.
I think
they called two unsportsmanlike on
Severance.
On the
same team?
Yes.
Wow, how about that?
So they're
going
to decline the one, take the other.
Sure. They'll march it off from the 27 down to about the 13.5-yard line here, and it'll be a 1st down. I think they're going to march it off at least sometime today. But let's see if they can figure it out.
Oh, here they
go.
They're bringing the cheerleaders back on.
Oh, good.
No, just
yes.
Kidding.
Wouldn't that be terrific? And now they're finally going to march
here
this thing off. Give the referees an A-plus for showing up tonight. Give them about a D in efficiency. All the way down to about the 8-yard line here. So that's interesting. So I guess they did mark off both penalties.
Both, yeah.
Because the first one would have taken it to about the, well, I don't know what, the 13.5 is where it should have been. And then I'm half the distance, the goal would be the 6 inside the 7. But they're going to put it at the, where? Yeah, they
8.
Got close.
7,
almost
yeah.
The 7, yeah.
7, yeah.
Call it first and, we'll call it 1st and goal from the 7.
That's your Fresno State math right there.
That is.
Heck yeah.
A lot of years trying to figure that out. I went to college for 13 years. Figure they taught me something. 1st down, 8-yard line. 1st and goal here for the Grizz. 13-13 football game. Where do they go? To Damon West. Up the middle. Right away, they had a hold of his shirt there. So he's not going to go anywhere. Corralled there like a mutton buster. And it'll be 2nd and goal at the 8-yard line.
Man, he's wrangled up by Kaysen Falsetti. Great name right there. Kaysen Falsetti came in, wrapped them up for maybe a no-gainer.
Thanks to one of our great sponsors. That's Pope Farms Produce and Garden Center out there, 65th Ave and Highway 34. Go down and say hello to Susan Pope and her great staff down there. They've got it all for you, folks. Fresh produce, fresh flowers, great stuff. They've got yard art down there. Oh, you like roasted chilies? Get on down there and grab a bunch. It is Pope Farms Produce and Garden Center. They grow, buy, and sell local. They're Colorado proud. It is Pope Farms. Handoff left-hand side there, and they take it down to about the 6, maybe just 2 here in Northridge, starting to kind of back up here. They're having a tough time getting in the end zone tonight.
Yeah, they're having a tough time finding that is end zone right there. That was another great tackle by Kaysen Falsetti again.
Third and goal at the six here for Cooper Rose and his compadres. Senior quarterback up under center, going to give it off left-hand side. No, he's going to throw it. Instead, here they come, and they sack him back on the 13-yard line. That's Brady Varney who got there. Oh, doctor.
Man, they thought they were going to get severance on that boot pass, and Brady Varney on that playing that defensive end position stayed home. He did exactly what he was supposed to do, contained the quarterback, came in with the sack. What a great play, fourth and goal.
Now fourth, then, do you bring Damon West on for a field goal? It looks like they're going to try it. So Steckel comes out right now to make way for the kicker. They'll mark it down right at the 20-yard line, so call this a 30-yard field goal for the lead here. 4:10 to go here in the third quarter. Snap placed down, West with the kick. It's on the way, and the lefty's kick is...
No good.
No good. He missed it. And here is Severance with a hold, and they're starting to get fired up over there. 4:02 left to go. Third quarter, all tied at 13. We'll step aside. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank, Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. All right, first down at the 20-yard line. Severance after a big stop, left-hand side, the missed field goal by Northridge there. And the carry here to the 21. They got one on first down. It was Ian Pennock, the sophomore, who's getting more carries and more carries since Gage Bachman has done for the year.
I mean, what a testament to their team, Coach. You know, Clark, that's what I'm talking about, man. They're just fighting. RPI ranked 21. They don't care. Let's play.
Well, they still have to figure they've got a fighting chance. Win here tonight against number four is going to move them up. Playing number four is going to move them up. Maybe they get a little help. Right-hand side, this is Parker Gazdick. Nowhere to go. Cut down at the 20-yard line right there. So it's going to be third and long coming up now for the Silver Knights as we're going to tick down under 3 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Need to get your car taken care of, folks. AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland. To take my car there, my kids' cars. They keep the Johnson family and all our old vehicles running down the highway. It is my good friends at AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland. Total car care. Transmissions, brakes, maintenance, they do it all. AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland, putting the care back into car care. 20-yard line, third down, 10 for Jaden Hoffman, going to throw it left-hand side. He overshot it. No, good catch. That is Maya Hoffman, 11, tackling 11. And look at Jaden Marquez picking him up and laying him down. Big tackle by Marquez. Diminutive in stature. He's a pretty thick kid. But he's not the he's vertically challenged, we'll call it that. But 8 interceptions this year on defense, and he just showed how hard he can hit somebody. Fourth down at the 24-yard line. Jaden was one of our Norfolk Iron Medal Players of the Week this year. Preps football. Here's the kick. Chase Reed, I think, is deep. Short kick again. This one's going to bounce at the 45-yard line, go out to midfield, and roll into Northridge territory to the Grizzly 45, and that's where they'll take over. 1:49 to go, third quarter, 13-13 tie. Grizzlies and the Silver Knights. We're back in a moment. Timeout brought to you by TBK Bank, Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1, 1310 KFKA. Clark Johnson, Daniel Alleman back in the Alliance Irrigation broadcast booth. Our Friday night game of the week brought to you by Buildings by Design. And we got a good one, 13-13, Northridge and Severance here with just over a minute to play here in the third quarter. Gain of five here. It's going to be third and five for Northridge at the midfield stripe.
That was a great little run right there. I didn't think he gained 5 yards on that, but he sure did.
Reese Pratts is the sole receiver left side. They're going to go down the middle of the field. That's caught. Think it's Jackson Jenkins who made the catch. And it's going to be a first down by about a half a yard, if so. And here comes another penalty flag. And I think they're going to get Severance for another personal foul here. Boy, that's got to light up your coaches a little bit. This would be the third one. Yeah, they got a late hit here. Dom Butts is up in arms. I don't know if it was him or not, but
I think if he would have gotten his second personal foul, wouldn't he been, he'd have been tossed.
Yeah, Riley Coons was the other one that seemed upset, so maybe it was he who got it, but it marks it at the 29-yard line here of Severance. First down for Northridge. 40 seconds and counting here in the third quarter. 13-13 tie. The number 4 consensus RPI team against number 21. Back to throw. Here's Cooper Rose. Rush comes to him. He's going to step up and run with the football now. 30, 25, looking for a block. Didn't get it outside, and he's taken down at the 23-yard line. But it's a gain of about 6. Need to get inside the 20 to about the 19 for a first down here. And it'll be 2nd and 4 here for the Grizzlies. 8 seconds, 7 seconds. Let's see if Cooper Rose wants to pull the trigger before the quarter ends. He does. They turn and give it to Isaac Ness, and he's down inside the 20-yard line, down to about the 19, as Isaac Ness, the senior, picks up the first down. When we come back and we start the fourth quarter, the Grizz will have it in the Paul Dovenbarger Shelter Insurance Red Zone. 13-13 tie, Northridge and Severance. We're back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank, Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Man in motion here is Jaden Marquez. A little shovel pass to him. That's going to go nowhere. Stick that one with the jet sweep. And there's a hold on the outside. Nothing. That's like going somewhere at 2 in the morning. Nothing good happens on that.
Yeah, and I see the Severance coaches actually just exploding on the sidelines. They were looking for a block in the back right there as well. But they did get the holding call. And we just talked about that.
We did.
Yeah. They move it, saw it.
Move it back out to the 33-yard line. So it's going to be 1st and 23 now. Need to get to the 10 for a first down here. Into our final quarter. Thank you to the J9 Agencies, our great kickoff sponsor. A handshake may not go as far as it used to, but at the J9 Agencies, it absolutely does. Call J9 Agencies and Terry Gertz for all your insurance needs, 970-396-6426. Cooper Rose going to throw a screen pass there, incomplete.
Screen pass, and that was played awesome by Cash Anderson right there. He just stayed home, saw that running back, and almost got a pick himself. Was able to get his hands on the ball. Another defensive stance right here by Severance.
All righty, 2nd down and 23 coming up here. Grizzlies will come out here with 11:41. Only 19 seconds have gone off the clock here in the quarter. Man in motion again. They'll pitch it out. This is Reese Pratt's left-hand side. Can he get a block on the outside? 35 to 30. Pratt's with good speed here and is down close to the 25-yard line. That's going to mark him down to about the 23 here. So 3rd and about 13. Remember, they need the 10-yard line. After the earlier penalty, Cooper Rose comes over and gets the play. He'll go back to the... back to the huddle here with it. I didn't see. Did he get out of bounds on that?
He did.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. 3rd down, 13. Rose out of the gun. Split backs. Back to throw. Here's Cooper. He's going to go left-hand side. Pass is going to be caught. I think it's Jace Reed. Oh, they said, yeah. Okay, that's a good catch. I thought they called it incomplete there. It's Reese Pratts who made the catch, not Reed. And Pratts makes the catch down around the 7-yard line. That's a 1st and goal for Northridge, and here they come right back up to the line of scrimmage.
Great little route right there. He just went up there in what we call a Hank route or a 4 route, just took him to 12, came back to 10, was able to get open and catch that ball.
See what they do from the 7-yard line here. Rose is going to hand off. Left-hand side, Damon West. Does he get there? He does. That's a Northridge touchdown. Or is he out of bounds? No, he's in. Damon West with the score here. Very corner of the field at the far end of the box. Hard for us to get an advantage to look at that one. But, yep, Damon West snuck into the end zone that time. So after 3 touchdowns for him last week, he gets one this week. And the Northridge Grizzlies are back in front, 19-13. And here comes Damon West for an important extra point. So 7-yard run here for the touchdown for Damon West. Extra point, snap placed down, and the kick is on the way. And that one is, did it make it over? It did. Kind of flopped over the goalpost that time. 11-14 to go. Boy, that was 46 seconds. That was about seven plays for 46 seconds. 11-14 to go fourth quarter. But now the Grizzlies on the Gould Park scoreboard, a 20-13 lead over Severance. This time out brought to you by TBK Bank, Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. All right, Damon West is going to tee this thing up here. 20-13, the Grizzlies in front. Damon West, after scoring the touchdown from 7 yards out, gets a chance to, let's see. Will they go onside here? We've seen all kinds of things on kickoffs tonight. Damon will approach the football here at District 6 Stadium. Our Friday night game of the week brought to you by Buildings by Design. A liner at one of the up men, and they'll just cover it. Severance will go to work. That was Ethan Hawkins, the junior, who just said, I'm going to lay an egg on that ball at the 28-yard line, and that's where they'll go to work. Right now, it's a Journey Homes out-of-town scoreboard update. Here's Kyle Johnson.
Yeah, a couple to catch you up on. No score in the third quarter between University and the Academy, still 14-7. Fossil Ridge continues to roll. They got a Colton Pollock 72-yard touchdown run. They've stretched their lead to 31-7 against Mullen.
Well, say goodnight to the Fossil Ridge Sabercats on their way to round two against Regis coming up next week on the road. And here is
Severance
timeout taken by Severance. All right. We haven't even played a minute in this quarter, and it's been 20 minutes on my watch. What in the world is going on down there? We'll take a break. 20-13 Grizzlies in front by 7 with 11-11 to go. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank, Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1, 1310 KFKA. All right, Clark Johnson, Daniel Allman back here in the Alliance Irrigation broadcast booth. 20-13, Severance down by 7. They'll throw it out here to Big Ty Adam. He'll make the catch and get out to about the 38-yard line. So give him 8 on first down. Pitch and catch, Hoffman to Ty Adam.
Great play right there on a smoke play. Just had one-on-one. That's what we call X-Indy right there. When you got an individual X-Indy receiver on that backside, you just threw a nice little smoke right there. Number 11, Justin Thiel, made the tackle on that. But it was a nice little play for Severance.
All right, put the football down. Put the football down at the 38, second down and 2 here. Going to throw it. That's that backwards pass again. Here's Maya Hoffman with a catch, and he goes to the 40-yard line.
Enough for the first down there.
Playmakers both wearing 11 tonight. Maya Hoffman and Jaden Marquez just having, again, good ball games, no question about it. 41-yard line, first and 10 here. Severance down by 7. They've come back twice tonight. First and 10, 41-yard line now. Hoffman out of the gun. Send Bobby Holt to the left side. He's going to keep it. Here's a flag. And now they're not going to let this one go. That is flag here against Severance. I think their false start probably left early. Yes, they did. Mark this one back. You guys don't have to drop a flag on every play. Don't have to.
Nope.
It's not in the rule book. They'll put it back on the 36-yard line here and make it first and 15. 10:15 to play here in the ballgame when we're done. It'll be our Altfeed Mill postgame show. We'll have the Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the game, Steamway Florida Ceiling drive of the game. All that's coming up. 36-yard line. First and 15 here for Jaden Hoffman and the Severance Silver Knights. They'll send Gazdick to the far side out by himself. Back to throw here. Hoffman wants to go to the near side. Does. Ty Adam all alone. Makes the grab and out of bounds at the 47, 48-yard line. Pitch and catch for about 7 yards there. It'll be second and 3 coming up. Take that back. It's a 12-yard pickup. I forgot about the penalty. So give him 12 on the throw to Adam. It's going to be second and 3.
Nice little flood play right there. They sent everybody, sending defense all the way to the right side. Everybody's going to the right side, and they float right back to their right side and was able to get one-on-one matchup and get that 13-yard gain.
All right, set it down here at the 48-yard line, we'll call it. Give the ball to Ian Pennick, Sophomore, not a lot of room. And they say the ball is on the ground, at least Northridge does, and they've got the football. The Grizzlies get a big takeaway right there.
I didn't even see who recovered that.
I think it's just their second takeaway of the night. They had the pick earlier. Coming in with 32 takeaways on the year. All right, 49-yard line. The Grizz are going to take over. Now it's time to pound the clock and get a score. Then they can get up. At least that's what they would like to do. Hand off left-hand side. I think it's Isaac Ness. It is, and Ness, he takes the football to about the 43. So a gain of 8 on first down. It'll be second and 2. Close game all night, 20-13. Northridge in front of Severance here. Silver Knights, you got to hand it to them. They've brought a... You know what? They're outmanned, I get that, but they have brought their A game as far as effort. Jeff Van Winkle really has got his kids ready to play tonight. 43-yard line, second down, 2. Where do they go to Ness again? Boy, could drive a truck through that hole up the middle. Nessie inside the 30, still on his feet, and the Loch Ness Monster 2.0 down to the 24-yard line, and that's going to be a first down. 17, 18 yards in the carry there.
Man, what a great run right there. And like you said, Clark, you can run a truck through that hole right there. Great design play right up the middle between the guard and tackle, and he was able to get 18 yards on that.
First down, Grizzlies, 24-yard line. Snap from center. They'll pitch it back left-hand side. Trying to get there is Ness. And loses the football on the ground. It's recovered by Severance. Is he in, though? Or did the ball go out of bounds?
She's marking him down.
Let's see. They still haven't made a motion one way or the other. Severance thinks they have the football. They'll talk about it. I think that he was out of bounds when he recovered it, but we'll see. Out of bounds, yep. So they're going to keep hold of it. So Northridge, as the referees agree with me, that ball went out of bounds before they could cover it, but it was close. So out of bounds at about the 10. It's going to be first and goal for Northridge at the 10 of Severance with a chance to go up two scores here. 8.5 to go here in the football game. The all-female postgame show is coming up when we're done. Number 4 in the consensus RPI of the Grizz, trying to win here tonight and get 2 home games this year. Handoff up the middle. Do they get there? No, they got to the 3. Damon West about 7 on the carry. It'll be second down and goal here. Marquez comes out. Peterson comes out. Pratts comes out. They're just going to try to run this thing.
And I just don't think that Severance has the firepower to come back. I mean, if they score this one, it's going to be a little tough uphill battle for
probably
Severance.
Probably so. You'll have to get the Hoffman brothers to hook up with a big one. Man in motion here from left to right goes Jace Reed. Where do they go? Up the middle with it. And into the end zone, Damon West. That is a Northridge touchdown.
And that was pretty close because it looked like the center and quarterback exchange was about dropped right there.
Damon West, senior, gets his second rushing touchdown of the ballgame. Now he'll come out and kick the extra point, and then he'll kick off if he doesn't have enough to do already in the ballgame. 26-13, Northridge. Big touchdown for them. Give them a 2-score game right here. Extra point coming. Snap place down. Kick is up, and the kick is good.
With the flag.
Wow, really? They're going to decline that. I think it was against the defense. Anyway, they're coming off the field. 7:49 to go into ballgame. 26-13. Northridge in front by actually 27-13. Why are they not marking up the extra point on that? They're going to penalize it on the kickoff. Give them the point. There it is. 27-13 in our ballgame. 14-point lead. We're back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. 7:49 to go in this one. Clark Johnson and Daniel Aleman in the Alliance Irrigation broadcast booth. Daniel, an assistant coach with Eaton Reds out there. They'll go tomorrow at 1 o'clock at home against Bennett.
Bennett, yes.
So how excitable are you on game day?
We're excited. I mean, we kind of just kind of –
It seems to me like you guys have been there so many times to this –
Just another
step.
Game. It's just another kind of game that way, for right? us. And we're excited about every game that we play, though. And especially this week, looking forward to facing that new kind of offense that Bennett runs we haven't seen all year. So we're excited about the challenge.
Yeah, we talked to another Eaton Reds player of the year today on Clark and the Coach. That never happens. Mm-hmm. About a million Eaton Reds players of the year.
Duncan?
We talked to Blake Duncan today.
Yeah, she's awesome.
3A player of the year. For Dale Hughes softball team and won their second championship in 3 years. Took a while for Dale to get there, but now he's knocked out 2 in 3 years.
He has,
it
yeah.
just kind of caught the fever that the rest of Eaton has.
Yeah, I think so. And I'm so happy for Duncan and what she's done and been able to do her 4 years there in that program. It's amazing. And I saw some of the pictures that her mom posted on Facebook, and she posted, you know, I'm not crying, you're crying. I'm not crying, you're crying. And I could just see it. Yeah, I mean, just so happy for her and her family.
An advantage to have siblings who can really play sports. Bailey, her sister Bailey, was a terrific basketball player for Todd Hernandez in years at Eaton as well. All right, we're going to go to Severance from the 17. They'll go to work here. 7:26 to go in the ballgame. The all-female postgame show is coming up. And then we'll have Kyle Johnson back in the studio bringing up today and all the finals tonight and maybe get some coach interviews. Pass on the left-hand side. That's a great catch. Pretty good throw, too, by Hoffman. And his brother, the sophomore Jeremiah Hoffman, makes the catch, a diving catch out at the 30. Where are they going to mark this? The 30-yard line. So first down. On about a 13-yard pitch and catch, brother to brother. Right now, a Journey Homes out-of-town scoreboard update. Here's Kyle.
Guys, Academy has scored, but University's defense bows up, pulled them out on the two-point conversion. Dogs clinging to a one-point lead, 14-13 in the fourth quarter.
I knew that would be a good game tonight. That's the one I circled and said, look out. 14-13, Dogs trying to get to round two. Back to throw here is Hoffman, go down over the middle, wide open that time. Is Parker Gazdick out of a tackle. Brendan Peterson thought he had him wrapped up, but he got away and takes it out to the 38-yard line. Going to be just short of a first down.
He had the first down, and then
he kind of
backed
up. Need the 39, so second and one here for Severance. But the clock is the foe right now. They're two scores down with 6.5 to play.
They need a quick one right here, Clarko.
They sure do. They need to get Maya Hoffman out in the flat and get him the football because he's quick. Back to throw here is Jaden Hoffman. Wants to go deep down the left-hand side for Ty Adam. He goes up and gets the football. Ty Adam, a terrific catch inside the 25 and down to the 24-yard line of the Grizzlies.
Was that a 40-yard catch? Pitch and catch right there?
Well, let's see. I'm counting 26 on that side, 36. Yeah, that was about right. I'm going to take my shoes off so I can count the rest of my toes. 5:45 to play. Here's Severance. We said they needed to get in quick. Big play right there puts him at the 24-yard line. Hoffman wants the football again. See if he throws again. Jaden back to throw, looking. Goes right-hand side up in the air. Pass is caught. Maya Hoffman going to step out of bounds at the 13-yard line. That's another first down right there as they go 12 yards to the right-hand side. Jaden Hoffman starting to light it up and throw the football.
Man, he's getting warmed up right now. It looks like he's got 5:30 left on the clock right now, and they're driving. He's just warming up right now, Clark. I think they should go maybe get that number 11, Maya Hoffman, one-on-one. With their number 11. Let's see that matchup. With Northridge number 11.
You just said that.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I said they got to get him outside
writing.
On his own.
I'm busy writing.
See that headphone you got on? All right, 13-yard line, first down. Just giving my buddy a hard time here. Back to throw is Hoffman looking. Goes right over the middle, tipped and almost intercepted. Oh, Isaac Ness. If he intercepts that, he's probably long gone.
Man, they sent Parker Steckel on that blitz again, and he was able to get that pass off. But, man, almost picked off, sending it, throwing that ball with two receivers. You had that safety over the top, and you had the cornerback underneath. And, whoo, he's lucky he didn't get that one picked off.
It'd be fun just to sit and watch Parker Steckel all night play defense. Dude is just ferocious.
Yeah, he is.
13-yard line. Second down and 10 here for Severance. 5:01 to play. They trail 27-13 to the Grizzlies here. Hoffman back to throw. Being rushed. He's in trouble now. Gets out of the arm grasp and throws it away. Tried to get it on the outside to Penick.
We got a flag. It's going to be roughing the passer
on
Northridge.
Is that right? Yep. Holy cow.
Either that or late hit.
Either way, it's going to be a should be a personal foul on first down, right? Although in high school football, a lot of times they mark off those personal fouls, and if they're not a first down by yardage, they don't count it as a first down.
It'll be a first down right here.
All right, put it at the – where are they going to put this football? They'll mark it down at the – well, that's interesting. That's yep. way more than half the distance of the goal. I don't get that call at all. All the way down to the 7-yard line here. I'm completely befuddled on that, how that can be. They were at the 24-yard line. They would think the 12 is as far as they could go, but they put it at the 7 here. Here is Jaden Hoppin, left-hand side. Can he get the corner? Cuts it in and goes to about the 2. So it'll be second down and goal. No, he got in somehow. Is that right? No way. I thought he was stopped short.
It looked like he rolled on top of him. And
oh,
then,
maybe he wasn't down.
He wasn't
okay.
down, yeah.
Fell on top of the player. You see that once in a while in the NFL on TV where they fall. They're down for sure, but they land on a defender, get up and start running again. Apparently he just rolled into the end zone. So 27-19. Don't close the door on this one yet. The Severance Silver Knights back within 8. They're going to line up and go for 2 here. Snap back. Hoffman's going to throw it right-hand side up in the air. Pass is caught, and it should be good. Oh, they call it no good. Maya Hoffman was in the end zone. That has to be good. And then came out of the end zone with a football, and they call him short. Oh, I don't know about that.
Oh, man.
I think that's not a good call. Holy Moses.
I think that ref on that side missed that call right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I think there's no doubt she did.
He caught it, brought it down into the end zone, made a football play. That's the play. He crossed the goal line. That's the end of the play.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
a two-point.
I don't think – I think it's a female referee
it
out
is,
there. No
is.
Offense, but you missed that one. 4:43 to go. 27-19. The lead is 8 for the Grizzlies. We'll take this timeout. It's brought to you by TBK Bank, Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Forget November rain. It's time for November pain. Battleground Pro Wrestling presents November Pain at the Greeley Rec Center on November 5th. You'll feel the ultimate adrenaline rush when former WWE superstar Brian Kendrick takes on Gino Told You So Rivera in the main event. Wrestlers from New Mexico, California, Oklahoma, Nevada, and right here in Colorado will be bringing the pain to Greeley on November 5th. Pre-sale tickets available now at BattlegroundProWrestling.com.
Northern Colorado's voice and your home for Preps football, basketball, and baseball is 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Greeley.
All right, Clark Johnson, Danny Allman back here in the Alliance Irrigation Broadcast Booth. 8-point ball game now, and Severance goes onside, and it doesn't work. And so the Grizzlies will have great field position. They'll take over at their own 48-yard line. Well, we'll see if that how big that comes into play, because I'm talking about the extra point. That was just a blatantly missed call. Maya Hoffman certainly with the football possession, breaking the plane of the goal line by at least a yard, then bringing it back out, and the referee said no good. So instead of a 6-point game, it's an 8-point game. Hand off left-hand side, ball on the ground, and Severance has got it.
Dom Butts.
Big Dom on the recovery. They went outside that time, and they fumbled the football. Damon West, I think, was on the carry. Just gets a slap on the back from Isaac Ness and says, okay, we've turned it over. Now we've got to play defense because it's an 8-point game. a one-score football game. Ball at the 45-yard line of Northridge, and look at Severance right now. Boy, if they could win tonight, Severance the 21 in the consensus RPI, they got to get to 16. But just playing the four seed, that's going to move them up. Winning here is going to move them up. If they can get a little bit of help, who knows? Maybe you get that 16 seed. And what would they get for that? They'd get a game against Roosevelt.
Roosevelt, number one seed. But you know what? I mean, they've kind of shocked us here, right?
It's better than not playing.
It's not. Yeah, you're in the dance, and anything can happen. And like you said earlier, you still have to play.
Not sure anybody in 3A is going to beat Roosevelt this year. 45-yard line. It is a first down here for Severance. 4:38 on the Gould Park scoreboard. Rolling left is Hoffman trying to get out of the side. Does get some yardage and then is flung to the ground at the 38-yard line. But that's a gain of 7. They'll take it all day long.
Just take care of the football, Coach. Tell you guys, take care of the football. No fumbles, no interceptions. Take care of the football. Get in the end zone.
Second down and 3, 38-yard line of Northridge here.
Clock
ticks down to 4:10 to play.
Yes, sir.
Man in motion is Maya Hoffman. Goes from right to left all the way to the far side. His older brother wants the football and gets it. Give it to Parker Gazdick. Gazdick up the middle, spins out of a tackle, still on his feet, and has the first down. Second effort that time. Gets a new set of downs into the 34-yard line. And first and 10, and there's an injured... There is an injured player for Severance. Let's see, Cason Falsetti.
Sophomore,
who is down on his back at about the 42-yard line. So we're going to step aside. We'll take an injury timeout. Give him 60 because he's on his back. We'll come back in a moment. This injury timeout brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Find out why the people of Northern Colorado can't stop talking about that morning show on KFKA.
I have yet, in all the time we've had him on, had you bring something up where he couldn't come back with a strong comment.
Well, that's just because I'm such a good host, Brian.
No.
Good morning, NoCo.
Look, if you looked behind you and you saw me, would you think, yeah, I should lean back into this dude's lap?
I would look and say, well, that's his problem. And I'm going to reclaim.
Host Brian Gary and Tanner Schwint bring you a fun, informative radio show unlike anything on the air.
Everyone's right in the same boat.
Yeah.
But all the other teams in the boat have oars. All right? And we don't.
Hear Good Morning, NoCo. Weekdays 6 to 10 to get the news, sports, weather, and traffic information you need to start the day.
Talking with Chris Vandery, Director of Special Projects for 9 News.
A lot of people are getting checks. A lot of people have already gotten those checks. Question is, you know, is this politically motivated?
Only on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
KFKA is your NoCo home for the Denver Broncos.
A mishandled snap on first down is going to be an 11-yard loss here for Severance. So mark it back at the 45 of Northridge here. They need the Grizz 24 for a first down. Severance down by 8. Hoffman's going to throw. They come to him. Pass right-hand side incomplete. Tried to get it to his younger brother, Jeremiah Hoffman. Incomplete. And it's going to be third down now in what is certainly two-down territory here for Jeff Van Winkle's club. 3:08 to go in the ballgame. 27-19. Grizzlies in front by an 8 spot.
What a huge third and 21 right now. I don't think you have anything in your playbook calling for a third and 1. I have a fourth and 40 play in my playbook.
There you go.
Yeah, that's what you need to call up right now.
Right now, I'm just asking my offense to get half of this. Give me a fourth and 10. Give me something that I can at least have a shot at. Hoffman back to throw here. Rolls against the grain. Sets up. Throws down the middle. Passes caught. Gets to the outside and driven down at about this. They should give him the 32-yard line here.
Yeah,
forward progress.
Plus 12 yards on that right there. So we're looking at fourth and 9?
They're going to call it the 33 here. So, yeah, call it fourth and 9. They need the 24. That's what I asked for. I said, you know, get half.
Fourth and manageable right here.
Your offense has got a shot now. 2:38 and counting. This might be it for the Silver Knights if they can't convert here. Fourth down, 9, 33-yard line. Hoffman will come up under center. Jaden waits for the football now, has the snap, goes back to throw, looks. He's going to go right-hand side for Maya Hoffman. He overshot him. When he let go of that, it looked long, and it was incomplete. So fourth down, or rather, that was fourth down. It'll be Northridge taking over now. Two timeouts left for the Knights, so they're really up against it here. Probably not going to get the ball back. But we'll see. All they really need, Northridge, is one first down in here to kind of salt this thing away. The clock is down to 2:16. I'm not sure why it went 2:19 to 2:16 there, but it did. And we're set to go again. 33-yard line for the Grizz. They just have to hold on to the football here. 27-19 Northridge.
Just take care of the football.
Grizzlies, so will, for all intents and purposes, host their first playoff game since 2005, and they'll do it tomorrow. Isaac Ness up the middle, big gainer inside Severance territory, all the way down to the 31-yard line. Oh, Isaac Ness, how do you do? Well, he got the better part of 40 there.
Yeah, he did.
And that should put a cork in it tonight for the Grizz. But I'll tell you what, hand it to Jeff Van Winkle and the Severn Silver Knights. They came to play football tonight. First down, 31-yard line. Should take as much time as he can. Wait till the back judge raises the arm, and then wait till the countdown of five or less, and then you go to work. And right now, there's the stare down. There's the 10-second call. They go to work here. Ness up the middle. He'll take the football down to the 25-yard line. And while they bleed the clock here, we've got a Journey Homes out-of-town scoreboard update. Back to Kyle in the studio.
Yeah, guys, haven't been able to check in on Windsor and Bear Creek lately, but Jaden Thomas just ripped off a 61-yard touchdown run. Wizards in control, 22-6.
And I don't mean James Taylor. Jaden Thomas into the end zone for Windsor. Buck 27 to go, and Van Winkle took his second timeout, I think. I didn't see it, but everybody's coming. That's the only thing it could be.
I think we got an injured player.
Oh, do we really?
Yeah, looks like he's coming off field right now. I don't have a number on him. I don't want to say that's Parker Steckel, is it?
I don't see 55. No, do I?
It almost looks like it. And what it looked
it's
like.
It's double fives. If that it was Steckel that went down, he's fine right now.
He looked like he got rocked, though. Like he almost didn't know where he was at.
All right. I think it was this other kid on the sideline that's coming off right there. 53.
There you go, yep.
Wasn't Steckel.
Okay, good.
26-yard line.
I don't have a name for 53.
Second down about five here. 1:15 to go. This one is in the fridge, folks. Lights are out. The butter's getting hard. Taking all the time in the world is Cooper Rose. There's the give. Nessie again has a first down inside the Paul Dovenbarger Shelter Insurance Red Zone. Down to the 16 or so, they're going to call that. And Severance is going to use a timeout here. Exactly a minute to go in the ballgame. We'll come back and wrap this thing up in a minute. It is Northridge going to go on to victory tonight. They are up 27-19 with 60 ticks left. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank, Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
You want a fast-paced, informative blast of a morning show? Now you have it.
Post, I can't take it back. The Internet's forever.
There you go.
All right, I just put it out
You're
there.
In trouble now.
With Good Morning NoCo, Brian Gary and Tanner Schwint will set you up every weekday with the latest in sports, news, traffic, weather, and so much more.
This just in, when you're going into a country that's invading another sovereign country, don't take drugs with you.
Good Morning NoCo with Brian Gary and Tanner Schwint, weekdays 6 to 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Really?
We came back, I'm sorry, having a conversation here with my partner. Left-hand side carry there down to about the 10-yard line. And that should do it. They didn't even have the scoreboard going again. I'm not the only one that's sleeping here. Welcome back here, District 6 Stadium, as we get to the all-female postgame show. Feedmill Equipment Supplies and Service. Catch them at 635 Railroad Avenue and off that number 970-834-2132. And the Grizzlies do it tonight against a very stubborn Severance Silver Knights ball club. They win 27-19. And what that means for Northridge now is they will host their first home playoff game since 2005. So 17 years since the last home playoff game. They'll get that next week. And the likelihood is when they do the draw on Sunday and get the brackets up, if they're in the top four, if they have retained that number four spot, they're going to get two home games in a row, round one and round two in the 3A playoffs. That could be huge for the Grizzlies, no doubt about it. Grizzlies moved to 9-1 on the year and the regular season with 9 wins. That's huge after they got 7 last year. Boy, what a job Jeremy Hayden and this staff have done completely revamping this program. Severance Silver Knights, they dropped to 3-7 on the season for Jeff Van Winkle. The Norfolk Iron Metal player of the game is Damon West, the senior. 2 touchdowns tonight. Great job defensively. He kicked off. He did extra points. He knocked in 2 field goals, I believe, as well. So Damon West did a ton of scoring tonight for the Northridge Grizzlies. Senior Damon West is our Norfolk Iron Metal player of the game. Our Steamway floor-to-ceiling drive of the game was that last one, the one that put him up 2 scores, 27-13. That was all culminated in a Damon West touchdown. That is your Steamway floor-to-ceiling drive of the football game. So that's going to do it for me out here. Daniel has flown the coop, going down to get a picture of our player of the game, Damon West. A big stuff for him tonight, our Norfolk Iron Metal player of the game. All right, for the remainder of the all-feed mill postgame show, we'll flip it to Kyle Johnson back in the studio. He'll have all the scores for you, hopefully a couple of coach interviews. We'll get to that next. Final score out here from the stadium, it was Northridge 27 and Severance 19 right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome you back to the Allo Communications Studios as we have your alt feed mail postgame show ready to rock and roll as soon as I plug in my computer here so that it doesn't die in the middle of me trying to give you all of these scores. Fun night across high school football. Playoffs starting in several classifications. In fact, all of them but 3A, so we have plenty of playoff scores, but let's get the regular season scores out of the way first, and then we'll jump into the playoffs. So plenty of action in 3A tonight. Roosevelt continues what they do. They run their record to 10-0 now with a 49-15 victory against the Mountain View Mountain Lions. Resurrection Christian in Thompson Valley, we had this one circled. That was number 8 versus number 11, and the Eagles soared over the Cougars. 41-6, the final in that game. Tried to reach out to Coach Chris Tedford of Thompson Valley. We'll see if we can get him on in our next segment to talk about his program's or team's big win tonight, as Thompson Valley going to be right in that 3A playoff mix, and we'll see how far they move up after they took down number 8 tonight. 41-6. Not only did they take him down, but they took him down in running clock fashion. Our game here tonight, Northridge and Severance. The Grizzlies get the victory, so they're going to keep their spot hopefully firmly in that top four for a chance at 2 home playoff games. So it could be Roosevelt and Northridge, both with a couple of first-round playoff games, as Roosevelt obviously sitting number 1. Currently, other 3A games. Fort Morgan fell to Lutheran tonight. The Lions outdid the Mustangs 31-0 in their battle. We talked about the game between George Washington and Frederick from last night. The Patriots come back and beat the Golden Eagles 41-36 to claim that 3A League 6 title. So that game is a victory. Holy Family with the victory against Kennedy 36-6 to close out their season as well in 3A. So we'll see where all that shakes out. I mean, Frederick, George Washington, Holy Family, all in that top 12 from 3A League 7. Holy Family's not League 7, but George Washington and Frederick in that, and then 3A League 6, or check that, that was League 6, 3A League 7. We have four of the top 11 out of that. Number 1, Roosevelt. Number 8, Resurrection Christian. Number 11, Thompson Valley. Number 4, Northridge. So we'll see where they all end up come Sunday when that playoff bracket is released. Couple of playoff games tonight in 2A, one with a local feel, the other without, as TCA, I gave that score at halftime or maybe in the third quarter, and the number 4 seeded Titans were up by 3-17-14. They went on to score 21 unanswered, and the Titans outdo the Bulldogs 38-14 tonight. The University gets a goal line stand at the 5 as time expired. The Bulldogs win by that 1 point, 14-13. So University is moving on, and they will see their season extended another week. The winning streak is 7. We're looking to get our streak of talking to head coach Casey Doss to 3 weeks in a row. Got a text message out to him. See if we can grab him to talk about what was a hard-fought victory tonight for the number 12-seeded Bulldogs as they upset the Academy Wildcats. 4A playoff games tonight. Dakota Ridge trounces the Longmont Trojans 43-14. I believe had the running clock on the Trojans, so Dakota Ridge will move on and play Loveland in next week. Windsor gets a big night from Jaden Thomas. As always, he caps their victory with a 61-yard touchdown run. They also got a kickoff return for a touchdown. Wyatt Gustafson hit Chase Thomas for a touchdown. Windsor also with a safety in that game tonight. So a big night for the Wizards. They beat Bear Creek 23-6. The task does not get easier. They will take on Broomfield next week. Broomfield the number 2 seed, Loveland the number 4. So their opponents are in front of them now. Tomorrow, Erie and Air Academy. Talked about this in the pregame show, but the Tigers have finished strong. They've won 4 games in a row. Air Academy, the Cadets going the other direction. They've lost 3 out of their last 4, so we'll see if Blake Barnett and the Erie Tigers can continue their strong push to finish up the season. 5A games that we tracked last night and into tonight, Rocky Mountain and Mountain Vista. The Lobos get past the Golden Eagles in Gage Brooks' return from injury, 20-13. The quarterback started the scoring with a touchdown pass to Cole Honick, and then Cody Arnett sealed the victory with 2 fourth quarter touchdowns. Caleb Wolf had a couple of picks in the game for Rocky Mountain as the number 20 seeded Lobos. They advance Grand View next in their sights, so the task just gets tougher for Coach Brook and the Rocky Mountain Lobos. For Pooter, their season came to a close last night. They fell behind 22-0. They did not get their first score of the game till 10 minutes less. That was a Jordan Neeson 5-yard touchdown run. They also got a 7-yard touchdown pass from Harms to Logan Chapman, and they made the 2-point conversion as well. That made the score 22-15, which ended up being the final, but they still had 5 minutes left, so Pooter had a chance but could not score in the end. Fossil Ridge, the offense humming tonight against Mullen. The Sabercats led 45-7 last. We had Tyler Kubot hit Trek Keyworth 3 times for touchdowns in the game, 1 from 15 yards out, another 5-yarder, and finally finished with a 35-yarder. Kubot also hit Dominic Leone, a 74-yard score. Another big score was Colton Pollock right out of the halftime intermission. He ran one in from 72 yards out. So big plays all over the board tonight for Fossil Ridge. Jake Toshkoff also had an 11-yard touchdown run for Fossil Ridge as they lead Mullen 45-7, the last score we got. Games tomorrow with that tie to Northern Colorado. Wiggins will have North Fork. The Miners come into town, so the Tigers, number 3 seeded, they will take on the number 14 seed Miners. Dayspring Christian goes up the hill to take on the Lions. Lions, a very good Lions team, an undefeated Lions team that gives up 10 points a game and scores 48, so they have their hands full. 2A games that we're keeping an eye on tomorrow. You heard Coach and Coach Aleman and Clark talking about that interesting Bennett Tigers offense. So we'll see how they match up with a very, very good Eaton Reds defense that gives up about 7 points a game. So Eaton will host Bennett in their new stadium. First playoff game in the new field for the Reds. First of many, I'm sure. But Bennett comes to town. That's a 1 o'clock kick. And Coach Tickner and his berth at Spartans on the road at Delta tomorrow. That's also a 1 o'clock kick. The undefeated number 1 seeded Panthers will have the Spartans in town. We'll see if they can figure out that stingy, stingy defense that Delta has that gives up less than 4 points a ball game. Also in 2A, Rifle and Florence will do battle tomorrow, as will Montezuma, Cortez, and Elizabeth. That's all the scores we have. A light score tonight just because the playoffs have started, so obviously some teams have dropped out. But big wins throughout northern Colorado. Pooter, the only one that we really track that's seen their season come to a close so far, so that's always fun. Just got a text back from the head coach of the Northridge Grizzlies. We'll get his look on their battle tonight with Severance as they keep their record at 9, or push their record to 9-1. We'll have head coach Jeremy Hayden when we come back on the Alt Female postgame show. Also going to try to get a hold of Coach Doss and see if we can get Chris Tedford of the Thompson Valley Eagles. All that to come in segment number 3 of the Alt Female postgame show. We'll take a timeout here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to the Allo Communications Studios all-female post-game show interview time. As we head to the phone lines, we're going to start tonight with the head coach of the victorious University Bulldogs. Casey Doss joins us now on the phone line. Coach, a thriller for you guys tonight, to say the least.
Oh, it was freaking awesome.
I'm sure it's a little more awesome now that it sounds like it was a goal line stand at the end and time ran out. And so it sounded like there was probably some pretty high tension moments there in the closing moments.
It was insane. They freaking drove the field about 70 yards. But we found a way, you know, and that's what our kids have been doing all year. And since those three games that we lost early in the season, and man, they found a way, and they battled together, and we had guys banged up, and they just kept playing.
Yeah,
so,
you guys,
so proud.
I think, if I remember right, you guys got the early lead, and then they kind of bounced back, and then you guys kind of had to fight all kinds of adversity. I think I read somewhere they held you at, like, fourth and goal at the goal line, and then they turned around and scored right off of that, so you had that adversity, and then you guys bounced back and score right at the end of the half. So just the first half had plenty of excitement in it.
Man, it was fireworks. It was back and forth, goal line stands for both teams, you know, long runs, and I just thought that just as a group, they never quit, and that's the biggest thing with this group is they don't drop their heads. They've seen adversity, and they just kept battling. And, you know, our offense stalled out a few times in the fourth quarter where we had opportunities to punch it in, made some mistakes, but, you know, our defense came out and bailed us out and had some huge sacks. Johnny Weirich had a couple huge sacks. Gate Schminke there at the very end with a host of other kids, but they just played awesome together.
Yeah, you guys, the offense just held to 14 points tonight, so their defense must have been equally as tough as your guys's, huh?
Yeah, I thought they did a good job. They were it was tough. I mean, we would rip off a run, and then we would do something dumb, and we'd back ourselves up, and we found in the first half we did a really good job of managing penalties and managing mistakes, but the second half was we were behind the sticks a lot, and so we were having to do a lot of long down stuff that we're not used to. So that made it a lot different in the second half for us.
Yeah, like I said, slowed you guys down a little bit, but that defense bowed its neck and came up. I mean, you guys, they go for it. That's gutsy for them, right, to go for the two-point conversion, but awesome for you guys that your defense is able to stand up and keep them out. What was that play like?
You know what? They tried to run a little speed out down on the two, and we've seen it a couple times. I saw it a couple times on film, and our DB, Marcus Loma, jumped the route. And so their quarterback pulled it down. And their quarterback he's exceptional the way he just runs around. And we ended up getting the stop. But, yeah, so we had seen it. We had seen that play a couple times.
All right, take me inside of it now. This is where the football nerd in me comes out. Is that installed this week? Like, hey, if there's a two-point conversion, watch for them. This is what they like to do. Or do you throw that out there right before that two-point conversion play? Where does that tidbit come in?
We alerted our DBs on it a little bit, but if they came out into a couple certain formations and they came out into that out of those formation or out into that formation, and so with that formation, we knew that we were going to jump that outside leverage, and we did to stop that. And they actually got us on that same play last year for a two-point play, a little bit different, but it was pretty much the same concept. And so we were kind of sitting on it.
Because they were in your league a year ago, right, before the whole reshuffle?
Right.
Yeah, okay. All right, yep. So there was definitely some familiarity there. And I think they're a program on the rise, but you've got to be happy with your kids. Like I said, you're the 12 seed coming in. You lose the first three. You've now reeled off seven in a row. So congratulations on a big win, Coach.
Man, I appreciate it. You know, it's just we feel like we're disrespected a little bit, so we played a little chip. And, you know, we were picked to lose by everybody, and our kids took that to heart. Keep picking us to lose. We like it. It gives us a little bit more motivation.
Yeah, and the challenge is going to be there again next week. Looks like it's you and Classical Academy, so you'll have another tough one. But I know your boys will be ready. So we look forward to it. We'll follow along, and good luck next week.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate you calling.
All right, there he is, the head coach of the victorious University Bulldogs. They're into the second round of the 2A playoffs with their victory tonight, 14-13 against the Academy Wildcats. We'll stay right on the phone lines and jump over to the victorious coach from our Buildings by Design Game of the Week. That is the head coach of the Northridge Grizzlies, Jeremy Hayden. Coach, thanks for taking some time.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, you guys, that game, I'm listening and trying to do scoreboard updates. So, but that thing sounded like it had a little bit of everything from an onside kick to start both halves, turnovers galore. But at the end of the day, you guys outlast them and get the victory.
Yeah, I mean, we just kept shooting ourselves in the foot a couple times there and just made it closer than what we wanted it to be and put ourselves behind the chains, kind of like what Casey was talking about. You just got to stay ahead of the chains with a physical team like that. And you know, every week we're going to see the best from everybody, and I think Severance gave us that. So it's just good to get out of there with a win.
Yeah, and I guess that's where I was going to talk to too, because I heard a couple of times, right, you guys were right down inside the goal to go, and then penalties kind of set you back, and you end up kicking field goals instead of scoring touchdowns. But you stuck with it, and you still got the victory.
Yeah, I mean, there's some play calls down there I need to work on a little bit better in the red zone to give us a better chance. And you know, we got to clean up some penalties in there so we can stay inside the red zone. So kicking field goals rather than scoring touchdowns is always a problem. I'm just glad we had Damon West in there to boot him through and give us some points. So, yeah, we'll go back to the drawing board and get some more red zone plays and get them cleaned up a little bit better.
Yeah, huge night for Damon West. I think he scored twice and kicked a couple of those field goals. So another big night for him.
Yeah, he's such a great competitor. He'll do anything we ask. And Our kicker was gone at a soccer game because he's playing in the playoffs, and so he stepped right up and took over the kicking duties today. And man, I can't say enough about that kid. He does everything you ask him to do.
Yeah, and there's a difference between kicking extra points and then actually having to step back there and kick some of them longer field goals. So I mean, obviously you knew his range, but that's impressive to have a guy that can step in and be more than just an extra point kicker.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you ask him to do anything, I mean. I could ask him to go play center, and I guarantee the kid would get in there and fight his butt off. So I'm just super proud of that kid. He works his butt off. He's always there to do whatever we need him to do. And so I knew him kicking field goals would be just fine tonight.
Yeah, you guys win the turnover battle again. I know there was at least an interception and maybe a couple of fumble recoveries. I think you guys put one on the ground, but the defense doing their part again this week as well.
Absolutely. Defense stepped up in critical situations. Obviously, we got to clean up some small personnel stuff and some run fit stuff, but at the end of the day, when all the chips are on the table, we showed up and played our butts off.
Yeah, you guys holding at number four in the consensus RPI rankings, or you came in at number four, holding serve tonight. Hopefully, you stay there and have a chance to have two home games, huh?
Yeah, I mean it's always nice to play at D6. We have great fans and great community to come out and watch us, and so if we can get to play at home for a couple, that'd be nice, but. You know, we got to focus on wherever they put us. We'll go play.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, you got to win the first one before you get the second one. But we're counting on you guys to do that. We thank you for joining us all season, and we hope for continued success. And we'll keep chatting at you as you guys keep rolling along here.
Sounds good. I appreciate having me on.
All right, there he is, the head coach of the Northridge Grizzlies. That's Jeremy Hayden. His team gets another big victory tonight. The only blemish on their record has came to the Roosevelt Rough Riders, as the number one team in the state is the only ones that have gotten by Coach Hayden and his Northridge Grizzlies. So fun night tonight at District 6. We had some playoff games. Huge victory for the University Bulldogs. The Fossil Ridge Sabercats are rolling. Rocky Mountain moves on. So a fun night overall here on our Preps Game of the Week and the information we were able to pass along to you guys. Plenty going on this weekend besides home football or home playoff games for Eaton tomorrow and Berthoud on the road. There's also three 3A regional volleyball tournaments going on. Platte Valley hosts, Eaton hosts, University hosts, so plenty of volleyball to watch as well. Got to believe Thompson Valley is hosting in, as they are one of the top teams in 4A volleyball. Let me try to get down through there. Yeah, Thompson Valley hosts Region 2, so that is should be a fun one. And plenty to check out on the prep scene this weekend. Clark will get you caught up on whatever we weren't able to get you caught up tonight on Preps Rewind. That's at 10 o'clock in the morning. So that should wrap us up here on the All-Female Postgame Show. As always, want to thank our guests, Coach Mark Brook of the Rocky Mountain Lobos in the Football Night Northern Colorado pregame show. And then we got to check in with Casey Doss, Jeremy Hayden, coach of University and Northridge, respectively, in our All-Female Postgame Show. So thank you to those guys as well. That'll wrap us up on the All-Female Postgame Show. Once again, Northridge over the Severance Silver Knights tonight from District 6 Stadium. For Clark Johnson, Daniel Alemon out at the field, and Michael Kilpatrick, the best producer in the land behind the glass, keeping us on all night long. My name's Kyle Johnson. We thank you for joining us for the All-Female Postgame Show and our Preps Game of the Week. Now we'll turn it over to Kevin Schaefer and the Colorado Preps Scoreboard Show. That up next here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.